you're never really sure what these dudes will say. Hosted by Zach Amico and Louis J. Gomez for Prez, cause he talks that real shit. When it comes to comedy, man, he's the Joan Jett. Zach holding it down, he's known as a sniper. Got you laughing so hard you might need a diaper. Mondays at noon and every Wednesday too. You got these two coming through to entertain you. Talking to guests and the topics are jamming. And Louis loves giving shit to his producer Shannon. The superstar worldwide, yeah, Amico slamming. And you never know what the PR rattle thing is planning. So here we go, yeah, you know we're ready to rock. Because the Real Ass Podcast is about to drop.
Woo! Oh, sucka sucka now.
Where's that from?
I don't know.
Sucka sucka now. What was that from?
Hey, sucka sucka now. It's like a song.
Is it a song?
Right?
I don't know.
Song in the 90s?
Like the seventh grade.
That's Mr. Like, a song in the 90s.
Sucka sucka now. Shannon, look up sucka sucka now. I feel like you should just know that off the dome.
You should all know that off the dome. You're old.
That is true. How old are you, Abby?
27.
God, she's so young. My girlfriend's 27.
So young.
You forget that every once in a while. You're like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm 30 always. Okay.
Well, I'm 33. What are you?
I'm 36.
Louis, you've been 36.
It's okay.
Since
we won't
17.
Judge you.
36.
Okay.
I'm not even lying.
It's wisdom.
I forgot my age. I almost called myself 37.
You're wise.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I just almost forgot my age for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
That wasn't me acting. I'm not a good actor.
Yeah.
That just happened.
You don't even do it for the first, like, right when you turn. Like, right when you turn, you don't
forget for a second. Yeah. But by the time I was 13 or 14, I'd gotten that down.
Yeah.
I had been used to.
The saddest thing is the dudes who lie about their age in comedy, like the guys who are like 40 but don't tell anybody.
Who refuse to show people their ID. Yeah, they won't. Really protective of their wallet.
They won't show you their license.
Vitor lied about his age for a little while because he looked younger. And I'm like, Vitor, why are you lying about your age? He's like, oh, my manager told me. I was like, your manager, fire him.
Yeah.
Terrible. Is
it's
that the
just
song?
Sad. Like, they don't want you to know that their full name is Justin Silverman.
Dude, it's... It's so fucking.
But it, look,
is that his last name?
Oh yeah,
no,
I have no idea.
Justin Silverman, 100%.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, he changed it to Silver.
He de-Jewed a little.
God, he de-Jewed. Wow,
you would though. You would lie about your age, and you would lie if you had Justin's aesthetic.
Well, you wouldn't want the last name of a much more successful comedian either.
That's
why
true.
Would you want to, why would you want to trick everyone into believing that you're going to be an incredible writer?
This is this is Sarah's little brother. You know, he deals with dogs.
Justin is great, by the way. Love him.
He's great.
He helped me do a little boxing trading yesterday. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Great show plan today. Real Ass Podcast Monday. What's today, Shannon?
The 25th
of June. What are we up against?
So I just wanted to, I know we don't normally do birthdays, but today is actually Anthony Bourdain's birthday.
Aww.
That's nothing special. He's dead. It's not even like,
Shannon.
We're competing with nothing.
It's the day Michael Jackson died.
Shannon, that would have been good information 2 weeks ago, but.
Okay, so here's another one. In 1981, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that mail-only draft registration was constitutional.
Mail-only draft registration was constitutional, so they could only draft dudes
to fight in wars.
To this day, is that still intact?
Is that the case?
No, it's not, is it?
There's no draft, but they technically could draft people, and could they draft women?
Sure.
I
hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
You bitches want equality, right?
Yeah.
Go out on the front lines, Abby.
Hey, I'm not the one out there fighting.
No, you're, we know what you want.
What is that?
Equality.
I think they should draft children.
Asterisk.
I've always said that.
I say mentally handicapped.
I think it's weird that we refuse to support soldiers when they're children.
Yeah.
No matter where they are.
Those are the ones that need the most
Whether
support.
They're in Sierra Leone or wherever they are. Yeah. An 8-year-old with a gun. I mean, if you're fighting.
I'll tell you why.
I support
you. You're onto something here. Because remember, think about when you were 8 or 9 years old. Okay?
Yeah.
Got it.
You felt like you were fucking invincible.
Yes.
You felt like nothing could touch you.
Yes.
You know, and that's the type of attitude you need to have going into war.
100%.
You put somebody like me into war, bitch, I got a lot to lose.
You have doubt?
Yeah, tons.
Yeah.
I'm not good at
selfish.
Combat. Yeah.
You're not selfish when you're in eighth grade. I mean, when you're eight, nine years old.
And the little coffins are a lot cheaper.
You're cheaper
that's
coffins.
That's true. It's a good point, Zach.
Thank you.
You heard it here first. Real Ass Podcast. Send children to war.
Yes.
We're living in a time where you have to grow up faster. You know what I mean? And
that
deal with a lot of real problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you want an iPad? Get a machine gun.
It's the way it is.
So look, Abby Rosenquist is here. Thank you for being with us, Abby.
Thanks for having me.
Very happy to have you back as always.
Is that your real last name?
Yeah.
Okay.
You changed it to Rosen.
That fucked me up.
I could have shortened it to Rosen and then be mistaken.
That also sounds that sounds way chewier.
Yeah.
That fucked me up with Justin. Now I don't trust anybody. I'm like, what's Lewis's real last name?
Gomeskowitz. Do you know that? Lewis Jedediah Gomeskowitz. It's my real last name. Swear to God. My grandma's last name, the Italian side, Gugliotti.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know you had Italian in you. Yeah. That makes so much sense. Oh, my God, you're Puerto Rican and Italian. Yeah. What a nightmare.
Hold on. Get her a napkin. She's getting wet. Damn. Tie that.
The first three letters were right.
Gugliotti is a real trash Italian name, though. You know it's like trash Italians. Like, it's not premier Italians.
They were like,
you know,
my grandma Rose, I remember the last time we let her cook Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
This is my grandma Rose who would call me a nigger to my face.
Hey, right. My grandma's name was also Rose.
Rose Rosenquist?
Rose Caparelli. Oh, that'd be my tough. Step-grandma.
Did she also call you the N-word? Yes. It's just
I was
women
pretty,
named Rose. That's just what they do.
That was the real ending of Titanic. Get off the board, Jackie nigger.
Shit.
Because you loved me.
So my grandma, the last time we let her cook Thanksgiving dinner, because the rumor you have about, or the I guess the stereotype of Italian grandmas is they're fucking badass cooks, right?
Oh my God, they are.
Yeah, that's what they should be.
Not
yeah.
Grandma Rose Gugliotti.
Wow, no, Rose Gugliotti. They couldn't afford ingredients.
Yeah,
Rose they had Gugliotti. To make whatever she. Her famous dish was like cow hoof with garlic.
Yeah.
The Gugliottis.
Cardboard Parmesan.
The Gugliottis were Mussolini peasant people. Like they were beaten and raped in a barn somewhere. Like there's no way they were not just a total, you know.
The last time
we
let her cook.
She didn't make anything good.
She made nothing good. She, the spaghetti was fucking.
Especially children.
Uncooked. The fucking, everything she, the meatballs were terrible. Just nothing good. And we let her cook Thanksgiving dinner one time, or the last time. She left all of the bags of organs inside of the turkey.
Wow.
So our turkey on Thanksgiving, we're pulling out bags of cooked organs.
Right.
Because she didn't clean it out and she just had stuffing mashed
in. Did she have Alzheimer's or something? Or?
She had a lot
of stuff. Did she want to cook? Like, was it like, because you said we let her cook one time, right?
No, we let her, she cooked the Thanksgiving turkey. My aunt, the responsibilities were taken away from her year after year after year.
Yeah, you lose a little bit more every year.
Yeah, you're like, we're not going to let her.
But you let her have the most fucking important part.
Well, the turkey's also, it's the most important part, but it's not that difficult to cook a turkey.
Right.
You just got to do it. She's been doing it for years and put it in the fucking oven, let it sit. There's other people around. They can check the temperature and all this other stuff. She gets to feel like she's a part of it. But I remember when we pulled it out. This I'm a good person deep down inside because I'm maybe 7 at this time. Okay, I'm a kid. Right. I'm a child. I'm a couple years older than my son. Okay.
Right.
And we pulled it
and
out.
You're pulling the turkey out?
And my family did. And my aunt is kind of like, they're like, Rose, you left the bag. Oh, God, the innards are in there. We can't eat the turkey. And I just felt so bad for my grandma.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I ate the turkey anyway.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a little fat kid.
Grandmas get a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grandmas get a lot of shit.
They didn't care.
And I feel bad.
But she's like, why are you eating the turkey, nigger? I was like, oh, I'm sorry, grandma. It's delicious. I love you. She hated me. If I would make sounds, this woman hated me. If I made a sound in the house, she would scream. Like, literally, if I laugh, like the sound of a child laughing, like usually, which is like either the most adorable thing or the most horrifying thing in the world.
Were they poor or not poor?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was going to say, my grandma was really kind of a cunty grandma growing up because she never had money. And then her mom died. She got a little bit of money and she's like cool as shit now.
That is true.
You know, it partially is just like fucking when you're poor and old, that's an exhausting lifestyle.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah. Well,
you never think about that. Like, because think about because I'm right now, I make decent money. You know, it's not.
If the Gugliottis could see how much money you're making, they would lose their shit.
If I knew how much money I'd make as an adult when I was 15 years old, right now, I would think that I'm a fucking billionaire.
Totally.
I would think that I would go, that's how much money I'm going to make when I'm 36.
Yeah.
And then to realize how broke I am still.
Yeah.
And how it's like, it just comes in and goes out and I spend, it's fucking crazy. I'm so, in the beginning of the month when we do all of our payouts, I'm literally just a little spick at heart, dude, because I am just fucking happy. I'm buying things.
Totally.
Book vacations, do whatever I do.
Yeah.
Then right around now, right around the 25th, 26th.
Gets lean. Gets tight.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And I can't do the things I want to do. Yeah. I can't go to the
good
dinner.
Good to hear this from the owner of the network.
It's true.
It makes me feel comfortable.
It's
you know,
fact.
It makes me
it
feel
is what
good.
It is.
Makes me feel good to be a part of something where this is the owner of the network.
This
can you imagine being in an office I've had lots of office jobs. And having your boss sit down at the company meeting and go like this, go, in the beginning of the month, I'm just like you pigs. I'm booking vacations. I'm buying shit. But towards the end of the month, I don't even know how the lights are still on. I mean, Jesus Christ. Anybody have 30 bucks you can lend me? I'm as fucked as everyone else.
Yeah, that was my stepdad.
Louis,
at the
keep
restaurant.
It to yourself. You own the network. We're working for you. We have some level of confidence that there's stewardship here.
Well, there's disposable income.
We just got
income,
a
and
new
there's,
office.
Are you talking about disposable income? Or are you talking about...
Look, everything is paid. We just opened up a beautiful office downtown.
Yeah, which I feel now very confident in. Now, you're booking vacations.
Dougie, let me tell you something. This is what I told Ralph, and Shannon can attest to this.
Louis is on fucking Expedia.
I don't have access to the bank accounts for
God.
Any of my companies.
Thank Christ. Thank Christ.
None of, I mean,
thank
I guess
Ralph.
I do.
Thank you, Ralph.
Shannon,
hey, no,
do
no,
I
stop where you were. Just say you don't.
I think...
believed you.
Let's not find him the access,
in order
please.
For me to go into one of the...
You just see a picture of him and Kim at Sandals next week?
In order for me to go into one of the business bank accounts, me and Ralph both need to put our hands on a hand sensor.
Oh, you're the Trump of
key.
Gas Digital.
Yeah. Doug, I'm not... And it's not because they said they don't trust me. I don't trust me. I know myself.
Yeah, dude.
If
I ever got money, I would be in the same position.
It's a great... I've quoted this joke before. It's a Joe DeRosa joke from back in the day, but it's such a fucking great point that he made.
Yeah.
Because everyone was giving, I guess, Lindsay Lohan shit, right?
She was spending?
She was just being a fucking pig. She was on coke and being an animal. And he was like, she's a fucking, millionaire. She's 22 years old. He's like, if you gave me $1 million and told me there's a limo and a bunch of cocaine outside of my house, I'd be dead before I got off my couch.
Yeah.
And it's such a great point because, you're shaking your head no.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, totally, same.
That's
I spent
think?
So
just
much.
By shaking your head disapprovingly and making eye contact?
No, I was like thinking back to like all just the stupid shit that I bought.
Yeah.
Whenever, because I mean, I started working when I was young. I've had my own money since I was young.
Yeah, me too. And 11 years old, I got my first job.
Same.
Yeah.
What were you doing at 11?
Sucking cock.
Hold on. 11.
You ever seen Basketball Diaries?
Yeah, what were you doing?
Yeah, what were you doing?
Was it a
restaurant? It's illegal to work.
He was sweeping
restaurant?
Up hair at a salon.
I was sweeping up hair. But
is that true?
Was it family, though? Because that's how I had my job.
No, my mom worked at the salon as
here
a hair washer.
Here we go.
She was still in hairdressing school.
Right.
Okay, and she never actually got her license. She lied and said her got her license. And they let her be a colorist for a little while, and she just kept on lying and never presented the license.
Yeah, as long as you do it well enough.
Yeah,
nobody starts questioning you.
Dude, first of all, the fact that the government has to be involved in haircutting. It's bananas. It's batshit.
You know what? Thank you, government, because fuck that shit. I don't want to go into somewhere and all they say is...
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I cut hair. No, you better fucking have... gone to something.
You think a hairdressing school is where they really fucking learn? No, they
no,
learn
but
on the job.
They should have some kind of...
They
like,
can't let in any googly audio off the street.
There shouldn't necessarily be a specific thing that you have to have, but you should have some...
I think it should be. I think it should be like a comedy,
Lewis's
a comedy
mother,
university degree.
Yeah,
you can present it if you'd like, and maybe that would mean something
need.
To somebody.
Comedy university.
Joe Matarese's hair.
Let's turn this into curriculum.
School.
Lewis's mom would have did just as good of a job. Dope sick, Abby.
Yeah.
You know?
So that was my job. I was
vomiting.
Sweeping up hair, and I was a gopher, meaning I'd go for this, go for that. They would send me, out and grab. Lunch for everybody, random stuff for the salon if I had to go, make a bank drop or whatever.
All right.
One time, I never even told the story. This is interesting.
Yeah.
One time, there was, this is fucking crazy. I just remember this. Okay.
All right, get to it.
So go.
Wait, my guess is they gave him a bunch of money to leave at the bank.
No. But that's what triggered this memory, okay? So I had to go to a jewelry store for some reason. This was in New City, New York, which is... it's like the nicest area of Rockland County. There's like Piermont, and then Piermont's probably the nicest. It's right on the water. And then there's New City, which is like fucking, jappy, like fucking, rich kids.
Right.
It's Jewy, but not like Hasid's or really religious, like jappy,
It's so funny. I've never heard Jap for Jewish people. I always assumed it was just about Japanese people.
Really?
No, Jewish,
yes.
Jewish American princess.
I grew up in San Antonio, and like there was, we had a decent Jewish community.
She was raised by her grandfather that was in World War II.
It was San Antonio, so it's very Catholic,
Okay.
There wasn't as much of that. So I literally, in the past month, just realized that when people said Japs,
really?
They were talking not about Japs.
Really? Like, yeah,
but
dude, it was a lot of Japs, like a whole town of Japanese people. This is weird.
All these Japs.
So they sent me to a jewelry store. I don't even remember why. I think it was to get it like a watch fixed or a bracelet fixed, okay? So I go to drop this off. And as I'm sitting there, I notice there's a purse on the floor.
It sounds like a scene from Oliver. Like, it sent me to a jewelry store with a watch. And then I saw a purse on the floor. And I grabbed it. And then I was heading back. And then I was like, I got me 8 pence. I was like, we're going to eat sausage for a week.
This is the...
this is like old school poverty. I love this.
This is actually the beginning of Les Miserables.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah, I love this. You're like, it was a loaf of bread.
Yeah. And what a nerdy joke I just made there.
Yeah.
That was for all my really, gays and nerds that listen to the show.
Yeah, that was a real window into the soul.
Yes.
Did you fight that guy yet?
Hold on. Let me finish this fucking dumb story.
Sorry.
So I saw the person. I was like, oh, shit. So what I did, Nick Mullen is in the room. There we go. I thought you were going to jump on the show for a second. We got a mic set up and everything.
Cut to the camera so I can use his name
on the promotion, Shannon. Cut to that camera. Camera three, go! Do the Shannon cam. Nick, bend down a little.
I'll be on the entire episode too.
Come on. Here, go on Shannon cam.
He's just jerking off in Ralph's bed.
Yeah.
I'm the production takeover by me. Let's press buttons. Let's see. What is this?
Here. Show her how to press the button.
Levels. We're doing all kinds.
Here, show them the soundboard, Shannon.
No. Check out the soundboard.
Oh, boy. I think he's cutting everyone's mics right now. Show him how to make sounds. He can do.
Oh yeah, you can hit these.
I'm trying to go to
Nick Mullen, real ass dude of the week. Go ahead.
DJ Level Toucher. He's a real ass dude. He's got
bad attitude. Shannon, don't let him actually fuck up the levels. For the love of God.
Yes, this is your fault, Shannon.
Nick Mullen hanging out at the Gas Digital Studios. Why, we don't know. We won't say why.
It's a beautiful apartment.
Lots of stuff happening.
It's a nice home.
Lots of stuff happening on the horizons.
Yeah.
Someone put his mic on, Shannon. There we go. Okay, what were you saying, Nick?
I'm looking at coffee tables on the internet.
Looking at tables on the internet.
Just take Ralph's.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He's in Miami every other week.
Is he in Miami now?
I don't know where he is, but he's in Miami all the goddamn time.
Have you seen the new studio yet?
I mean, I've seen it on Instagram.
No, we'll take a walk down afterwards. It's fucking incredible. Starting July 9th, by the way, I'll say special announcement.
Wow.
Real Ass Podcast, 3 days a week, the official morning show. Give me some sort of sound effect, Shannon. Bram, 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 bram. Look, even Abby, just off the dome, did the hack generic sound effect of what would happen there, the radio does. And of course, that's what Shannon actually has queued up. Shannon put months of thought into that's what she came up with.
Yeah.
We've gotten a lot of use out of air horns. I wonder what the guy who invented them thought they were going to be for. Probably rape whistles.
Certainly.
That was probably the original rape whistle was the air horn. And then it was used by...
It was a little intrusive.
Give me an R. Give me an A.
It encouraged.
And to this day, Puerto Ricans use them the most.
Yeah. No, it was a whistle you'd use while raping.
Yeah.
What was...
It encouraged rape.
You hear a rape whistle and you're like, is that someone being raped? And then you hear the air horn. You're like, he knows what he's doing.
Drown out her yelling help.
What
if that was the original rape whistle? It was just a whistle to celebrate your rape.
You were proud of it.
When was the rape whistle invented, actually, Shannon?
1871.
Is that the guess? All right, let's all gamble.
Same year the Brooklyn Bridge was built.
Yeah. Same guy, too.
Rape wasn't even considered a crime,
You've never been to Rape Street in Brooklyn? It's named after him.
Until like the 40s. I'm going to say...
Yeah.
1974.
You're going to Google when was the rape whistle invented, and it's going to be like, why are you asking why?
Why are you asking why, bitch?
His Google knows exactly why he's asking.
My Google doesn't talk back to me.
Yeah, his Google's broken in.
All right, what do we have so far?
I have a female voice on Google, and you should hear how terrified she is of me.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. What's your guess of the year the rape
whistle
was
invented? What do we have so
far? 1871. 1974 for the Gomez.
It's 1984.
1973.
You're an asshole. Wait, no, you just fucked yourself. You Price is Right readied yourself.
Oh, did you say
you did. You Price is Right yourself.
I thought it was two.
That's too late.
I thought it was two. I say the year one.
The year one.
It's very smart, dude. $1.
The year one.
Oh, man.
The year one.
The Romans came up with it.
Zach, what do you say?
1982.
82? Shannon, what do we say?
I'm still looking for it.
Oh, my God, Shannon.
Yeah, but you have to guess before you find it.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, what's your guess?
Yeah, what's your guess?
1970.
No, fuck, I can't believe it.
You also Price is Righted yourself. Have you not seen
it? They don't know how to play.
I know how to play.
They don't know how to play.
Yeah. You have to nail it, and Shannon gave herself a 3-year window.
You guys are not making it to the show.
This is probably why we need rape whistles.
Yeah, Shannon's very confident.
Yeah,
I thought this was gonna be.
You have zero situational awareness.
Yeah,
maybe if you were better at Price is Right, you wouldn't need to blow a whistle in an alley. I'm gonna win. Dude.
I hope my women's.
I'm gonna fucking win because one is the dumbest answer.
How is it the dumbest?
Yeah, because no, it wasn't.
They didn't even have whistles until probably 1920.
How do you?
The year one covers.
But maybe there's gonna be some old thing.
You know when they invented whistles? You know when they invented whistles?
Yeah.
World War One, the signal going over the trenches.
I don't even believe it.
Did they actually invent? Is that true?
No.
What about conches? Does
what
that count?
I thought
it was
a conch.
Yeah,
I
rape conch.
I thought it was a sandwich.
I think a rape conch is a conch
is allowed to fuck.
Is a rape whistle just a whistle, or could it be another thing? Like, could work?
Like, I'm saying a conch. Yeah. Does that count? Yeah. I think it should.
What's I think it counts.
Or a macaw.
A conch.
A macaw. A trained macaw.
Slow down.
That knows how to yell rape.
Who spots a pirate raping and then lets the other pirates know.
Only the very rich could afford it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So technically, whatever, the first thing that makes an audible sound to let people know you're being raped.
The first rape alert system. Rape alert system.
Rape alert system.
Title of the show. Title of the show.
Title of the new morning show, actually. The rape alert.
We're changing the name of Gas Digital. Don't order any more merch. It's called RAS, Rape Alert System.
Yes. Shannon, I know at this point we wasted so much time riffing. There's no way you don't have the answer to this question. And the year the rape whistle was invented is
1970.
Is it really?
No, I can't find it.
You just made it up.
Yes.
Yeah, she picked her year.
Yeah.
It's probably, in defense of her, it's probably more complicated than just a you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like, because this happens during every Black History Month when you're like, did you know black people invented space?
And then there's a whole
part of the spaceship that one black guy can
do. But it's also, people are like, it's probably like a hamburger where everyone's like, no, we did it first. Yeah. We did the rape whistle.
Yeah, that's the thing about McDonald's. They take credit.
You know who invented the Big Mac? Fucking Bob's Big Boy. That was the first place to do the bread in the middle.
Really?
Wow. Yep.
Well, that's not the Big Mac. The Big Mac is the sauce.
McDonald's takes credit.
It's just Russian dressing, right?
Well, it's the special
McDonald's
sauce.
Takes credit for the assembly line thing, and White Castle was doing it before.
Oh, really?
White Castle, they actually did that shit before, and McDonald's just said, fuck it, we're going to do it better.
Well, Henry Ford did it. Henry Ford did it before that. Yeah.
And before that.
And I'm sure somebody else did, too.
Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of people out there that think the Model T was the first car.
Right.
And it's like, well, no, not even close. Yeah. But fuck
was
it.
There, like, so there were, that was the first, like, production, mass-produced car.
Mass-produced car.
Yeah, that's the idea. What's the first car?
I don't know. Probably some steam piece of shit from, like, the 1860s.
Yeah, some incel made it, and no one cared, and then all of a sudden it, you know.
And Henry Ford said, let's put rape whistles on them.
And then the first car horn was
The original rape whistle sounded a lot like old-time car
horns. Henry Ford
was
like, does this car have a rape alert system?
Help!
Aruga!
The car horn is the sound a cartoon makes when you squeeze boobs.
When you're being raped by Donald Duck.
Yeah.
There's the first car. I could find that.
That's a bike, Shannon.
No,
it's a fucking bike.
It's the first automobile.
Fuck me, Shannon. It's a tricycle.
First one.
Shannon, did we officially give up on what we just spent
I'm still
10
looking.
Minutes talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to find out the first rape system. Go to the chat. Sometimes the chat is very resourceful, Shannon. By the way, if you guys love the show, you should know that there's over 260 episodes available on demand in HD video, gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get them 5 days early, the episodes. You get ad-free episodes. We got a live chat, message boards, all this other good stuff. Use the promo code RAP. You have access to Gas Digital Network for the premium membership.
Or just for today, the promo code RAPE.
Yes, that will actually get
that
you...
That is the next level.
What was the 30-day free trial.
That's a great question.
What was the first rape
Bobby
podcast?
Kelly said the first podcast was him and Colin Quinn leaving messages on G-Chat or something. Uh-huh. That's what Bobby...
That's an easy way to say it.
But so that's Bobby
that's
claims
the equivalent.
The first...
That's the equivalent of me claiming to have the first podcast because I used to record radio shows with my sister.
I'm just saying Bobby has a claim to it. It's a legit claim.
It's stupid.
I think it's a legit claim.
No.
Well.
First podcast, I think.
Wasn't it Gervais?
Wasn't it Gervais and the other guy?
I mean, I guess if by the definition of podcast.
I like how it's so easy to find out the answer to this one and we still can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm really still caught up on the producer. We have a producer that should be giving us the answer any moment now.
Guys, we fucked.
By definition, a podcast is you have to be able to subscribe to the RSS feed. That's like the definition of it, okay? So that's the difference. It's not the first audio thing that was put out on the internet.
Gotcha.
Who the fuck knows, right?
Right.
We're talking about the first time two guys sat around talking about the same shit that everybody talks about. I'm sure they did that fucking the second there was the technology available.
You know how rape whistles probably started is there was a woman being raped. She had a regular whistle. She used it. It stopped the rape. And they were like, why don't we do this all the time? And then every time after that, people were like, what is that, a whistle? And then it was gonna work again. Yeah.
That's also the first podcast, the first ever.
I assume there's like a soccer game going on.
Bobby's like, me and Colin Quinn recorded us raping a woman. And that was the first podcast.
We put it on G-Chat.
What does the rape whistle sound like? Is there an official tone to the rape whistle, or is any whistle that you're being raped during?
You know, I feel like the internet has almost everything.
Did you see that sketch?
Every once in a while, there's something that's a little bit.
This is crazy that there's not a definitive answer to when
you just thought we should like Google rape whistle original.
As a woman, seriously, this is a serious question. Did you ever consider like carrying a rape whistle?
No.
Right. Okay.
No, like Mason.
I went to like a public health day. At my community college one time, and they gave out rape whistles in like a goodie bag that had like rape whistles, like Nutri-Grain bars, and Livestrong armbands.
Hell yeah. Dude, that sounds great. Yeah.
By the way, you're
that.
Only getting raped
that.
By someone with a Livestrong armband. Yeah, right. So that's a very interesting package.
He's like, yeah, thanks for the good time, babe. Is that a Nutri-Grain bar? Sick.
Don't blow that whistle. We're just trying to love.
This is the world's first smart whistle, rape whistle.
What does that mean?
It hooks up to your iPhone.
Did you see that sketch on Michelle Wolf's show where it was a thing that never stopped? It was a rape whistle that never stopped. It was just all day. It's just
like the song that never ends?
Yeah, just broadcast it all day.
This is the rape that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started raping it, not knowing.
Let's try to
what
do 2 hours on rape.
Let's just do that song the whole time.
Uh-huh.
There is so just such a great response to Nanette.
I feel like we haven't done a good rape episode in a while.
It's a 2 hour rape.
Did you watch Nanette, Lewis?
No, not yet, but I will say we're supposed to talk about it.
We have to.
I can't spend too much time on it today.
Okay.
Big J made me powerful.
Promise. Why?
Oh, okay.
Why?
Big J made me promise to do it on Skanks tonight. We're like, we are really...
Oh, come on. That's not fair.
So come tonight.
That's not fair. I'm going to do Funny Mom. Do it Funny Mom.
What time is Funny Mom's?
8.
Come right after. Dude.
I'm coming right after. Freak. I want to talk. I got a lot to say.
Come.
All right.
Come. No, take your dick out. Come.
All right.
Let's do this. Did you watch it? Because I'm going to save a lot of my opinions on this for tonight, but I would love your opinion on this.
My opinion on Nanette?
On Nanette.
It's the bravest thing anyone's ever done.
Can you pull
done.
Up the trailer for Nanette? It's an Australian comic.
Is there a
Rachel
trailer?
Maddow.
Yeah.
There's an actual trailer?
Well, that's how everybody... I mean, like... all the branding for it and the trailer, they make it seem like this, you know, groundbreaking thing.
That
she's not doing comedy.
It's and then groundbreaking.
It's an
it's
hour just, of... Yeah. But then she does comedy. It's still
but
structured
it's,
like
right.
jokes.
It's not good.
My only reference for Australian female comics is Kelly Festuca, so
yeah,
well, which is better.
I'll say my only opinion on it is it's bad, but it's bad because she's Australian and Australia doesn't have a single good comedian.
That is true.
Here's the thing: I don't like to criticize other comics publicly. What makes me mad about her? I just do it on podcast. But what makes me mad about this bitch is that she fucking goes and tells Huffington Post like, "Oh, this is what comedy is supposed to be now." So it's like, fuck you, just do your thing. Don't tell everyone else what to do.
Yeah. Meanwhile, here's what you should do, Nanette.
Let's with this.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, it's kind of absurd.
Pull up the trailer, Shannon.
If you see a guy person, don't hit him with a bat. Like, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, nice lesbian house, idiot.
I get comfortable in a small town. I get a bit tense. Okay, mainly because I'm in this situation. And in a small town, that's all right from a distance. People are like, oh, good bloke.
What?
I love being mistaken.
Oh, you guys
for a
just
man.
Don't get it.
I wouldn't want to be a straight white man. Not if you paid me. Although the pay would be substantially better.
Because you'd be funny.
I do think I have to quit comedy, though. And it's probably not the forum to make such an announcement, is it? I've built a career out of self-deprecating humour, and I simply will not do that anymore, not to myself or anybody who identifies with me.
Because I'm truly how they should identify themselves.
It's not humility. It's humiliation.
What the fuck is this?
Dude, this is every media outlet in the country is like, this is the greatest thing in the world.
Wow. Okay, so you just, the whole idea here is let's just strip away everything that's funny and just make points that everybody agrees with.
Right.
Just make points
that most people agree with.
Most people agree with. Right. Make the fucking friendliest.
Maybe in Tasmania where she's from in some bar. There's some guy at the bar who's been drinking all day in Tasmania that differs with her on a few key points.
Yeah, yeah.
They should be showing this to the children in the detention center.
A screening of Nanette.
You think you have it bad? This woman had to self-deprecate for her entire
life. For years.
And she simply won't do it anymore.
She was paid to make fun of her paunch.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you're eating expired beans out of tinfoil.
Right. with a quote from The Art of the Deal on the wall of this abandoned Walmart. Yeah, yeah. But this woman.
Yeah, the only thing you have to do to pass the time is to read Sun Tzu off toilet paper.
She grew up in Tasmania where it's common fact they hunt gay people in the streets.
Yeah, so the thing that she did, there was an interview that she did with HuffPo, right? And she started. She basically called out comics who are not using their platforms to fight for the rights of women, gays, brown people, whatever it
She's like, if your only thing is to be funny, then get off national television. By the way, we're all on national television.
Right.
We'll all just leave.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk out of the Today Show studio.
Yeah, it's we're going to get into this pretty... Big J has so much. He's like fucking losing his mind. Oh. And he has a Netflix special coming out too, which is hilarious.
So do I. Who cares?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get into more, but it's the fact that she's going to call out other comics trying to be funny.
Is the N-word that guy used. we're just not going to talk about Nanette.
Yeah.
At one point, she goes, maybe you guys have never had to deal with people murmuring rape threats from the front row.
Murmuring.
Yeah. Like,
I'm gonna rape this dude
after the show.
It's fucking...
I'm gonna rape this girl. That's how you know it's not a rape threat if you couldn't hear them.
And here's the other thing.
Maybe there's miscommunication.
Yeah. Are people really threatening to rape bull dykes?
Yeah.
Like, is that a thing? And if it is, I'm sorry.
At a comedy show.
Is that really a thing where you see, like, a bull dyke and go, I'm gonna rape... Like, is that...
I know how I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna rape you.
Right. That just
rape the womanhood into you.
It doesn't feel like the move.
It's not that those threats don't happen. It's that's not happening there and in that way.
Of course,
I don't believe it.
They kick you out of those shows for using your phone.
Right.
You think you're going to sit there and go, I'm going to rape you to the
performer. She's saying rape threats. She's dealt with this multiple times.
Yeah.
What fucking comedy clubs are you performing in
where
there are guys sitting in the front row and they don't like your comedy that much that they are telling you that they're going to fucking rape
you?
And everyone's okay with it. That's a lie.
Right.
This is my problem with her, okay? She's a fucking liar. It's disingenuous. Look, if you want to go out and make a point, make a fucking point. Do your thing. Fine. Make this your whole world. There is a whole world of fucking idiots who are going to buy into this and love this.
Tons.
But don't call out actual real comics who are trying to be funny, who are looking for that instant reaction. Whatever it is, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. You could be doing shit just like she does. There are people that do that type of comedy and it's funny and they make it very funny, okay? What she's doing is not funny. There was not a single moment in that.
All the coverage of it is just a bullshit marketing ploy because you watch the special and it's just like any other comedy special. If you watch that, and there was none of this media reaction to it where it's like, this is groundbreaking
because
it's an assault on comedy, you wouldn't think twice about it. It would look like any other just boring, shitty stand-up. I mean, and it has like the same, like it has that one point in there that they show you over and over again about how I simply won't do it anymore. But then she goes right back to being like, well, I'll look like a big dot, don't I? Well, I'll just look like a big dumpy dot.
Right.
Are these my legs or did I shit myself for 9 years? And that's what my pants are for.
I make you sick, don't I? Right. Think about the way I look.
It's humiliation, but... Right.
How fury fueled it.
Well, it seemed like people came out with like reviews about it before it was even out. Like it came out like this is supposed to be groundbreaking.
Nobody watched this.
Nobody did.
No. Nobody watched it.
There was one, I forget which where it was, but that girl goes like, I was raised on stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And some of like the like self-exploration that some of my favorite comics are like, and then she lists like Lenny Bruce, first of all, if you say you like Lenny Bruce now,
right.
If you're under the age of, let's say 124 years old, and you say you enjoy Lenny Bruce, you're a fucking liar.
You're psychotic.
You're an absolute liar.
I mean, I'll even bring it way further. If you say that you enjoy fucking Bill Burr at this point, I mean, come on, it's 2018. What are we doing? You know? Let's move on.
And like Norm Macdonald too, and it's like you threw that in there because you wanted to have the cool one in there.
You're trying to do the Craig.
You know that people who like comedy like Norm Macdonald.
Well, did you see the part of the interview?
You're not familiar with Norm Macdonald.
She goes, Gatsby gave props to Tig Notaro's special Boyish Girl Interrupted. There are comics who are doing it right. Gatsby also praised Sarah Silverman and Margaret
Cho, funny.
Maria Bamford. Literally not one dude. So your whole thing is you're just agenda driven, right?
Right.
So there's no funny guys, right? No, there's not a single dude in the world that you look at and go, he's funny. The only people that are doing it right are fucking females that are literally pushing this agenda. That's not what stand-up comedy is. That is activism. You're talking about people that are trying to push an agenda that are taking out all of the funny.
Look, if that's how you feel, get off national television.
Get off national TV, Lewis. Enough.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We shouldn't have to hear your opinion.
I mean, to be honest with you, this is what's
Friday
happening
night
anyway.
On CBS.
What she's doing is she's also just sort of pointing out what's happening, which people that have real opinions and are really funny aren't really getting on national television. It's being taken away slowly but surely. And this is going to just move into the space more and more because everyone is too afraid to even just call this horseshit. Everyone agrees with this. Everyone in the world, the conversation we're having is going, yeah, of course, this is fucking horseshit. Nobody thinks this is funny. And there's like fucking 30 fucking lesbians.
And again, if she didn't do the whole article, it's like, fine, then just, it's just not for me. I don't care. I wouldn't even say anything. But it's like, it's when you do the article and you're like, oh, fuck you guys if you want to do it this way. It's like, hey, yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Completely.
That's why I'm not a fat activist, because I think there should be thin people.
And again, I just want to reiterate, the fault is Australia. This is a problem with this being an Australian person.
Well, who's the top Australian comics?
With the top Australian cultural inputs are like harassing animals.
But listen, also, all these media people writing about it aren't necessarily Australian. And all these fucking comics are going on Twitter like, this is great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nanette. Thank you. It's like, they're Americans.
Yeah.
Jim Jeffries, his stand-up's really funny.
Jim Jeffries does not count as an Australian comic because he built his career out of the UK.
He built his bones in...
Okay.
He's a UK comic. He may be...
Adam Hills, never heard of him.
Cal Barron is one of them.
Claire Hooper. Nope. Alan Spencer. I don't know any of these people.
This guy doesn't even have...
Okay, all right.
I've heard of Tim Minchin. He was on Last Comic Standing. Horrific.
Yeah?
Horrific. Not funny.
No, would it be funny if number nine is Fistuka?
AJ Rochester, Akmal Saleh.
No. This guy doesn't look like he even speaks English.
Yeah, Akmal seems like he's going to be a problem. Right. We wouldn't even let him in this country.
This guy brings homemade chips to casinos and gets arrested. That's his big bit.
That's his act.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to know where...
What do you mean this come from? I know my house. I do not have house to bring. You fuck you, guy.
He's Australian.
No, he's Egyptian. The guy, what a horrible combination for comedy. Egyptian and Australian.
And eight comics in, this guy doesn't even have a headshot.
Yeah. Andrew Denton.
This is just a Facebook picture.
this guy just
somebody has
an open micer from Delaware.
Andrew Hanson. Wait a minute. That's the Nanette chick.
Yeah.
That's Andrew Hanson.
That's Hannah Gadsby.
Has for anybody years, seen Hannah? I went on stage as Andrew Hanson, and I simply will not do it anymore.
Not
to me or anyone that identifies.
I swear to God, it looks just like Andrew Hanson. No, or anyone who looks like me, like Andrew Hanson. Andy Lee.
All right, we don't have to do this.
I don't know any of these people.
Hamish.
Wait.
Jaimoyne.
What about Jaimoyne?
Jamiroquai?
Jaimoyne might. Can you bring up a YouTube of Jaimoyne?
They can.
Please.
I would love to see Jaimoyne. Please,
get Jaimoyne up.
Yeah, I went into Starbucks the other day. So I get that name on the cup. It's like, yeah, you deserve it. What the fuck is Jaimoyne? It's like, they let the guy who names all the animals in Australia name him.
Oh, shit. Let's see.
It'd be funny if his act's all about like hunting lesbians. Yeah. You're like, oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. I'm from Tasmania.
I'm from Tasmania. When I see a lesbian, I hit her with a bat.
You know, doesn't dyke meat look delicious?
Putting a shorty in a dyke's cunt.
My sister was a lesbian until we burned her.
Have you ever beaten a lesbian like it's a wallaby?
Yeah, this is
where my abos at.
This guy looks like a GTA 5 villain.
Yeah.
He's just having
that's
a stroke.
That's all he's done.
This guy just having a stroke.
A stroke.
Yeah. Good looking around. Because that's not looking around, is it? This is looking around.
He's just having it. This is...
What?
That's the face I make watching his comedy.
See, they're laughing. There's something wrong with the people.
You know, that guy on the beach, he's gone to get his family ice creams, and he's come back to the beach, and he can't find
his
family.
Like he doesn't have feet.
I mean, it's just, so, I'm trying to
so
hear the
bad.
Words and connect with
I
it.
I can't hear
it's
anything.
It's like if white people try to do like hack black comedy where the premise is like, you know, when somebody looking for beans at the grocery store
and they can't find them.
They're like, well, where are those beans at? What happened? And then there's this 15-minute act out that no one can relate to.
Yeah. I don't know if any Australian comics that are great. I watched another, maybe it was on the Legion of Skanks subreddit. It might have been the Cumtown subreddit. Somebody posted an Australian comic singing a fucking song. It's like a cat, dude. I don't even know. It was the most.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Comic
I
singing
saw that.
A song.
Dog. I don't know what the fuck.
My dad Googled.
Yeah, dude. That's please put this on. It's and there's people laughing at it. I'm not even mad at the person doing it. I'm not mad at the person because I'll say right now, comics, we're desperate and we just want laughs. and we feed off the audience, and somehow this comic got here, and they're laughing.
Yeah.
So I blame Australia. This is a great point.
Yes. Like, yes.
This is nothing to
enabling.
Do with
an
these people because we just read the signals,
yes.
and most comics stink and they're hacks,
yes.
and they're just trying to get the laughs and do whatever they can do. And if I'm going to be mad at this person, I have to be mad at 90% of the comics in the world for doing the horseshit that they
it's
do,
the
right?
People.
Totally, totally.
It's the people, because this would not work in a comedy club in New York City or LA.
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, so the comic
scene.
This is my dad Google.
This is murdering at Greenwich Village Comedy Club next week. You're like, this would never work in New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jaimoy.
Also want to say Skankfest almost sold out. I think there's like 40 tickets left for Sunday, guys. We got 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
Skankfest is going to be incredible this
year.
What
day are we doing the podcast?
Friday night at the Creek in the main room, dude. It's just for the VIP pass holders. It's going to be packed. Realize Podcast Live is going to be Friday night. The schedules are starting to come out right now. I know Colin's performing both nights, Saturday and Sunday. Jim's performing both nights. Legion of Skanks Live will be both nights. Cometown, I think, is one night. Nick, you're performing stand-up, I believe, one night and doing the roast another night. You'll get to see most people more than
I'm
once.
Half the festival.
It's Nick Mullen's festival, to be honest, okay? But I'll tell you right now, skankfestnyc.com is a website. If you want to come, grab those final passes for Sunday because it's going to sell out. You do not want to miss this year's festivities. The most unbelievable comedy party in the world. Zach Amico's Naked Roast Battle twice, both Saturday and Sunday night. So
we're doing
come out for that.
The musical.
Do the musical. We got a lot of shit, baby. Musical's great.
If you've not seen the musical.
The musical's fun. Abby, can you sing?
Kind of.
Maybe you'll
you
be,
be in the musical.
Sure.
Boom.
Probably not.
Abby's going to be in the musical.
Probably not.
Well, you'll be auditioned. We're not just going to put you in a musical with me and Lewis and Big Jack.
Well, maybe I don't want
I don't
to
know
audition,
what you
Tim.
Think, I don't know what you think this business is, but...
We're not going to put you in a musical with whatever young black guy answers the phone first.
There's a process.
well,
I can't believe she can't just fucking find this.
You said things my dad Googled, Australian comic.
Yeah. I feel like we should have a better system for all of this.
It's not coming up.
Yeah, right here. It's the first fucking image I have.
I didn't
right
watch
here.
Long enough to find out what Nanette means.
No. You know what? It's dad.
It's a woman she met in a cafe.
Dad's Google history.
But I don't know if she explained.
She doesn't.
That.
I'm assuming that's like the stinger.
We know
the
very basic identity.
All right, put this on. This is fucking batshit.
The first one.
The first one.
Did you get to the end? And she's like, Nanette was actually a man pretending to be a woman, and he fucked me straight. That's why I can't do comedy anymore.
Wouldn't it be great?
I'm not gay. I found out I'm straight, everyone.
What if the last 5 minutes?
I'm no longer a lesbian.
What if the last 5 minutes of this special are the best comedy we've ever seen?
Yeah.
What if the last 10 minutes you just start saying the N word?
Yeah.
Like, oh, go, you motherfuckers! Yeah. She starts going crazy. She's like, I want to say, get all the spics in the audience. Like, just the last 15 minutes of just hate speech.
Hickory dickory dog.
Some ABBA was soaking my cork.
Yeah.
Where's my cock sack? Yeah. Stand up.
Good. Shannon.
I hear someone say they wanted to hear my dad's Google history.
What is this?
By the way, Zach's...
Okay,
pause
wait.
Pause it.
What is...
Zach is
what,
very attracted to this woman.
What is this?
Yes, this,
yeah,
is your,
I am.
This is your type of chick.
Yeah, I am.
This is the fucking comic. What's this comic's name?
Zach, no. Zach's
Debbie
in the big
Lardner.
Girls. I know Zach's
this
in the big
Debbie
girls.
This is Debbie Lardner.
Debbie Lardner.
Debbie Lardner.
Dad's Google history. Dad's Google history. What is the name of the woman? Dad's Google history is my
also,
name.
Wait,
give
it a I can't. Okay. We got
it. Let's give it a minute to play.
I refuse.
Because, Nick, you've seen it. This is fucking crazy.
Be honest, this is as far as I watch.
This is makes
you know what's on top of that? This bit's stolen. That was like a Google account.
This makes.
Oh really?
Yeah, like my dad's Google.
Shit, my dad says.
But this
my,
makes.
Yeah, shit, my dad says. It was like the same fucking thing.
This
so
makes,
it's a stolen bit
in the form of an irritating song.
Yeah, because they optioned it. It was supposed to be.
It's a car wreck. I need
dude,
to see
it,
just
it,
a
it
little
hurts my
bit
soul.
More.
This makes Nanette look like Bring the Pain.
Dude, I would fucking.
This is a
bigger in the netter.
How much worse could it get? Like
this girl next year, she
I
has a special sold out. I used to steal jokes and do dumb songs, and I simply will not do
dude,
that.
I will not do it anymore.
Nobody
she's just completely
steal.
Nude on stage. I used to have to wear clothes, and I simply refuse
she just
to wipe myself or brush my teeth anymore.
She just cries and writes poetry in her period blood on the wall.
Yeah.
Basic hygiene was forced on me for the first 20 years of my career, and I simply refuse to do it.
Go ahead, play it.
Demi Lardner age.
But the real question is, how fucking bad is Tonightly with Tom Ballard as a whole?
That doesn't even look real. Yeah. This looks like
Australia's take on a Tonight Show.
This is the problem. Australia doesn't need comedy. It's a fucking barbecue. It's beautiful. Everybody's fine. Like, this is what happens when you try to do barbecue.
Just make more Mad Maxes.
Right.
Just do that.
Just do that.
You got one good thing. Yeah. Stick with it.
It's a beach. Nobody's doing comedy on the beach. What are you doing?
Go ahead.
Leave the animals alone. Shana, make more Mad Maxes. Right.
Play something else that Demi Lardner has done. There's other videos.
Who is she?
I have no idea. She has to be pretty big.
She wins all these awards. She does Edinburgh. She does Mama Comedy Festival. She's one of these people. I see her name out there.
Is she a lesbian?
I don't know.
She's wearing a rainbow belly bag.
Yeah, she's some type of alternative life.
She's definitely
a lesbian. I would imagine.
She looks like a young Nick Mullen.
Hey, yeah. Thank you very much. Hey, just
this is me.
By wooing and stuff,
early
how
my
many
career.
Of you guys right now are drinking a beer? Oh, that's the best. I really like drinking beers. I find it more satisfying, like, out of a can than, like, a bottle or a glass. Do you know what I mean? Because you know when you've got, like, a can and you crack it open and it goes, like, psst. Makes that noise like it's got a secret for you. You've got to be like, yeah, beer, what's your secret?
You're an ugly dog.
A bottle also releases carbon. I know I'm being autistic here,
right.
But they make the same fucking noise.
What's the secret?
They both make a noise.
Australia's like the most polite crowds in the world. I would think if you'd be like, you suck, get off the stage.
Seriously.
Get off the stage.
It's like it's telling me a secret.
Dude.
You're not funny.
This isn't. I never like to see comedians get heckled. This is what happens when nobody heckles you.
Yeah.
I mean, these people should be dodging bricks.
That's just a fucking joke. That doesn't hurt my soul.
Right.
Okay. What that other thing was.
No, but that's what she usually does. She does like a musical thing. She dances.
That's fucking. It hurts my soul.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's her deal.
It's just
what she does. It's what she's into.
That's the point.
Yeah, you're right. But I also don't hate her. I'll tell you why I don't hate her as much as I hate her.
Because she's not saying fuck you to you.
Yeah, because she's not telling everyone else what to do.
Yeah.
She's not going, if you're not doing really annoying song parodies, then you're not doing comedy.
Now, Nanette is in New York City doing the Soho whatever. She's in Soho, but something. Get her on Skanks.
I would love to.
Get her on Skanks.
I would love to get her on
Skanks. Get her on Skanks tonight.
I'm going to go see Nanette and then loudly, hysterically cry in the front seat. Ruin the show with just tears of joy.
Yeah. And just go in there and be like, I walked in here with the intention of mumbling rape threats because I'm a straight white guy. I was going to just quietly...
Instead, I bawled my eyes out.
...threaten to rape you. But then when you explained to me that you were a lesbian, I had no idea. I looked at you. I had no idea. When you explained you were a lesbian and from Australia, Tasmania... Then it got me, and I just started crying. I was weeping. Weeping.
I don't buy any of it. And that's my problem. Why people, even on that side, even people that consider themselves like super fucking liberals. Yeah, on that side. I don't have any side. I'm saying that are specifically, the people that buy into that have bought into that side. They're not buying into Nanette. They're not buying into that comedy. They've bought into specifically that side. They have an agenda, right?
Yeah.
So, it's actually even more fucked up to them.
But to be honest,
what she's doing, let me just make the point. What she's doing is she's using them and using that emotion and using that fucking quote unquote social justice to market her fucking comedy special.
Yeah.
All it is, she's using a trick and she's using you guys all as fucking pawns in order to sell more of her fucking special and get her next special on Netflix.
Even our outrage is manufactured by her to some degree.
Of course.
Yeah.
She's
brilliant.
She's thought, they're going to get, let me tell you, they're going to get me on the Real Ass Podcast.
You know what? Real Ass Dude of the Week.
Get me on
Nanette, bitch.
Skanks.
Go.
He's a real ass dude.
Sorry, dude.
Hannah Gatsby. Bad attitude. I'm a lesbian from Tasmania.
One might think she's a dude.
What were you going to say, Nick? Because you had a...
Oh, I don't know. Probably some racist.
the real N-word. Nanette. That would have been a great name for the special.
Yeah, yeah. I want to...
They fired that guy on Netflix for saying the N-word.
Yeah.
But I don't
know.
Oh, what I was going to say is that I don't think this extends too far beyond just media retards writing what they think they need to write about that special.
No, it because
all of this shit is so low stakes. You take something like that with entertainment, even if you're wrong about it, who cares?
But it's
you're not going to fucking lose your career over calling some.
Not on being not on being on that side. You it's so safe. So even if you're wrong, even if fucking you find out this person's a fucking piece of shit,
here's
this is why the people that were on Louis C.K.'s side didn't really deal with any shit for it, right? So there was a bunch of like feminists, you know, writers and bloggers that loved Louis.
Nobody gets a bad comedy review except for Brandon Wardell by Pitchfork on his latest album. For the most part, people just ignore bad comedy. It just doesn't happen.
But here's the thing. I was liking it to the idea
57 out of 100.
Tipper Gore was this huge critic of like death metal in the 90s, right? She would go out and be like, you can't see it. It would almost be like if Tipper Gore started a fucking heavy metal band and a lot of the other heavy metal bands were like, she's kind of good.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They, you know what I mean? They were like, actually, I got to be honest, Tipper's pretty good. And people are like, no, she's really not. And they're like, pretty brave to do what she's doing.
What she's doing?
It's like, no,
calling everyone
not.
Out there, calling everyone else out she's for worshiping Satan. Out.
She's worshiping
and playing too hard.
Yeah, it's like this new thing where she doesn't say, you know, anything. That's...
No, she's not even doing metal. She plays cello, and there's one guy hitting a bass drum just to a rhythm.
It's one thing, to
but
criticize.
She calls it metal, and then she says metal needs to be this.
Yeah.
Even though everyone else calls metal this other
that's
thing.
What I
actually,
mean.
There's no instruments. It's her just describing her lesbianism.
Yeah.
All you guys ready to rock?
And it's
so
just
when the, I was 11, I
no
was
bullshit,
right.
Though Tipper Gore is a great name for a metal
it
band.
It is.
That is
a great,
great
name.
Name for a metal band. Wow.
And listen, Hannah Gadsby is a great name for something. Yeah. That's a great name, period. Yeah. It's a great name. Prime Minister of Australia, Hannah Gadsby.
Shannon, so certainly a lot name. Better than Jaimoyne.
Jaimoyne, yeah.
Shannon, you got to
that's me. How she had a career. She was the only person in Australia with a normal name during comedy.
Shannon, you got to turn the AC off. And I'll tell you why the AC's on. It's not because Shannon's hot. It's because Shannon's very jealous of Abby's physique.
Well, no, I like the AC too. It's nice.
No, she is. So she's trying to get Abby
Zach
to cover up. See, I see what's happening. Now Abby's just like a fucking
burka. She's
I tell
got a
you,
burka.
It helps the riffs. The colder it is, the more racist I feel.
Keeps you awake,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Once it gets
reminds
really
me of the North where my genes are from. So far removed.
You start to feel like a Nordic warrior in the cold. Yeah.
All right, gentlemen and lady, let's talk about Infinite CBD, which is an incredible company that's been supporting this podcast. If you guys love the show, please go support all of our sponsors because they make it possible to put these podcasts out for free. Infinite CBD, they offer the cleanest, healthiest, and purest form of CBD available. I don't know if you guys fuck with CBD at all. I've been smoking CBD in the mornings now. I don't like getting high first thing in the morning. It fucks up my day.
And plus, you got to drop off your kid at school.
I
you don't want to go high.
Kid. Yeah, it's not even like I can't handle my kid high. I'm fine. I've been smoking weed a long time. But you show up to a fucking preschool smelling like weed. It's not right. You can't do that, okay?
You should do something that's undetectable.
Exactly. So, it is actually undetectable. It's 100% legal. Does not show up at drug tests. CBD is, it's found in marijuana, but it doesn't get you high, okay? So you hear about THC. CBD is the chemical in marijuana. It doesn't get you high. It has a ton of great benefits. It helps with chronic pain, inflammation, insomnia, anxiety, and many, many, many more things. I'm super anxious. I have ADD. I'm all over the place. I like to eat. I don't know what's going on with it. I don't know the science behind it. All I know is when I smoke CBD or if I take capsules, I just feel more evened out. This company, they offer a variety of products to make sure you can enjoy CBD the way you want it. Capsules, vape juices, gummies, and everything else. Here's what you have to do right now. You got to go to infinitecbd.com. That's infinitecbd.com, infinitecbd.com. Or you can click the link in our description and use the promo code RAP15, RAP15. You get 15% off of any purchase. Once again, that is RAP15 at infinitecbd.com. 15% off of anything you guys want to try. If you've been interested in it, thinking about it, this is the time. Save a little bit of money. Plus, you get to help out the Realist podcast, which is probably the best part of all of it. All right, let's get back into it. Did you celebrate Pride yesterday, Tim?
I went and deleted things I had said on Facebook 3 years ago about homosexuality in preparation for my Netflix special. So, yes.
Did you really? No,
yes.
No,
there's a few things
did
I was
Did you go
like,
through and start deleting?
No, I'm leaving it all up because... It's there anyway. Here's the deal. It's there anyway because there's this Wayback Machine where it's saved anyway.
Yeah.
It's saved. It's archived anyway.
It's stupid. You
and
know,
if you... It is what it is. Like, if you want Hannah Gadsby, you don't want Tim Dillon.
Yeah, you're not...
Or maybe you want both. I don't know.
It's so funny because you are... You're like
fast forward to next week. I'm opening for Hannah Gadsby.
You're
like,
our only hope, Tim.
I think I'm like I think
we need
Lewis
to use your identity.
Is irresponsible. Lewis calls me. He's like, "What the fuck's going on?" I'm like, "It's 35." I'm like, "Eat ice cream." I'm like, "It's $3,500." This dyke's got everybody. Every press outlet's here. Lewis is like, "Do you have any soul?" I'm like, "Shut up." Hannah's like, "Who's that on the phone?" I'm like, "Nobody. Nazi."
I'm doing Radio City in a month, bitch. Click.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, I don't go to the Pride Parade. That's not my thing, and I'm all for it and have fun with it. I just to me, it's like I'd rather just suck off a married guy in a hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's a reality.
That's hard. That's hard to take pride in. That's still difficult to be proud of.
Here's the deal. Nothing to me.
You made a float.
Nothing,
that's hard.
Nothing is less
right. proud of that.
Nothing right, is less right. sexual than being proud of anything. You right. know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the idea of like, oh, I want to come and ooh, I'm proud.
Yeah.
Those are two they're two different things to
Doggy,
me.
I totally agree
two
with you.
Two different
this
things.
Is not
bro.
A, this is not a
I'm not proud of the things, you know what I mean?
It's my just, favorite Pride moment.
Yeah.
2 years ago I went to Pride and there's, you know, the parade, obviously.
Yeah.
Bunch of people. A lot of topless straight white women.
Sure.
And then an elderly black woman in a wheelchair with her pants pulled all the way down, pussy out, masturbating to the Pride Parade, going, oh my God.
Is that true?
Oh, 100% true. Oh my God. And people are just avoiding looking
oh
at
God.
It. Nobody
oh,
wants to see
that
it.
That was her fucking...
And it's like, no, that's this is the
that's
next
what
step.
It is.
This yeah. is what Pride
that's
should
what
be.
That's what it is.
It's yes. celebrating whatever yesterday. This sexuality
But you know the thing
is.
Now is like...
Where's her bathroom?
Pride has become so fucking
in
social,
the chair, probably.
Social justice-y. There's like now these like 10-point lists, like how to enjoy Pride. If you're a white person, like if you're
no.
a straight person.
How to not offend
no.
gays at Pride,
no.
but
no,
still come
no,
and celebrate
no.
Pride.
It's like,
yeah.
make sure that you respect marginalized community. And it's like, yeah. there's, and you know, and it's like, we're living in an age of politically correct drag queens. It's
right.
like, this is a nightmare
it's I brought my
that
son.
No one could have designed.
Of course. I mean, when you get like a sponsored Facebook post, it's
right.
like, happy Pride from Monsanto. No, it's
yeah.
done.
General Dynamics wishes you a happy Pride.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Watch
well, no,
the Tomahawk
I,
cruise missile completely yeah. obliterate this Pakistani straight wedding.
Right.
I brought my son by accident again yesterday.
Yeah.
I went to go box with Justin Silver. And Justin Silver, who
was... I was trying to take him to fight other tiny men at a sweaty gym.
You're like, we were just going out to gay bash, but there were so many of them. It was crazy.
We went down to Chelsea, and we were overwhelmed. We were
right.
overpowered.
It's,
we obviously couldn't fight them all.
It's a lot.
Okay? But here's the thing, okay? If you're a gay person,
mm-hmm.
does
listen
it not,
up.
Does it,
you've got 3 months left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does it not sort of offend you to have guys wearing like thongs in the street dancing? And this is literally what I saw yesterday
yeah,
with
yeah,
my
yeah.
son. I mean, face level with my boy, my son on the subway, there's dudes in fucking booty shorts that are cutting up into their asshole.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Mm-hmm. And dude, I mean, it's weird to have a pride celebrating sexuality. It's like, we're fucking, let's have a pride, a parade
yeah,
to celebrate
yeah.
this. It's kind of bizarre, but fine, have a parade. I understand the idea of you know, trying to fight for gay people's rights and trans people's rights. I completely get that. But isn't it a mockery? Isn't it the same thing as like
so,
a drunk, fat
yeah.
chick wearing
at,
a Kiss Me
yeah.
on an Irish shirt
what,
on St.
Yeah.
Patty's Day and just
yeah.
getting hammered and trying to fuck
Listen,
every guy she
that,
sees?
That,
is
yeah.
that not the same thing?
No,
that,
it is the same thing. And the Irish are a perfect example because gay people now are to actual Irish people what Irish Americans are to... Or gay people now are to, like, I guess, Stonewall area gay people.
Yeah.
As Irish Americans now are to. Like,
here's the thing. That culture
yeah.
came from, you know, the idea that you know, that you were underground. So that
right.
underground culture flourished or whatever, which is fine. But there was a time, and this has been totally rejected. There was a time that gay culture was, the goal was to kind of be mainstream and maybe relax a little bit. And the idea that, like, oh, we're going to get married, we'll have kids, we're going to just be... represented it. But now I think it's because the identity politics is huge now. It's like we've ratcheted it up, and it's like, shove that thong up your ass,
yeah.
dance on the float. And it's like, I had always thought that like this was gonna move it. There's a ton of dudes that are gay or bi that don't come out because
yeah.
they don't feel like they have any home. They don't really have a home with straight people, but they don't really have a home with a thong on leather chaps on
yeah.
Sixth Avenue. So I always thought that,
and
like,
there's a lot of straight people that want to wear the chaps. And,
right,
you know,
right.
They can't go do that because everyone would call them gay.
And gay
it's
is
like,
boring.
I just like the clothes.
Right now,
I just want chaps.
Why can't I just wear
gay
the clothes?
Gay is boring. I mean, there's 300 genders, so why is gay even a thing?
Yeah.
Gay is like a boring, you know, gay is like buffalo wings. It's like not that, you know. But whatever you want to do with
yeah,
the Pride Parade.
The whole
yeah.
flamboyant over-the-top thing, it's... I only started to really give a fuck at all after I had a kid, and I'm not this fucking conservative value guy. Like, you know, I talk the way I talk, and I smoke weed, and I do all this shit on camera. It's
yeah.
not, but it just kind of becomes a thing where you go like, yeah, I don't know. I have to like explain to my son what
deal.
That
you
is.
Don't, first of all, you don't have to.
You don't have to explain.
And the origins of all that are like, again, when it was like, I
in
mean,
the oppression. In, of
the
gay
oppression
people.
When like
yeah.
these people were just being laughed at by the White House while they're all dying of
yeah.
HIV.
So that's
yeah.
where that
it's,
comes
it's
from.
A giant, like the worst health crisis in the history
just,
of America.
But here's what I would
no,
say.
No attention
here's
paid
what
to
I would
it.
Say.
And it's like roundly mocked.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it does make sense.
In Lewis's defense, though, any type of hypersexualized display, whether it's straight or gay,
when
you have a young kid, is kind of weird.
Forget gay, dude. If it was just straight people dancing in thongs in the street, I wouldn't bring my son to Mardi Gras because, to be honest with you, it's not really appropriate for kids.
Girls bringing their tits out.
Exactly. Do you want to get rid of Mardi Gras? It's just like, just don't take your kid.
No, but they're saying.
I didn't say I want to get rid of the gay pride parade. I'm just saying that if you're trying to push an agenda and you want people to take seriously, especially people that are sort of in the middle, I think I have a lot of liberal sensibilities. I think you're doing it sort of the wrong way. If it's a parade to
celebrate, why I gotta get famous.
I don't think sexualization in the general like traumatizes children like sexualization in like
this. It's not traumatizing them. What it is,
and that's the only thing you should really be concerned
with.
I think a little kid happening to see pornography, like if they're flipping through channels and they see a porn channel, that's not going to traumatize them sexually.
Somebody showing my kid porn though, somebody I would have a major kid, problem with that
yes,
though.
But that's, so that's, this that's is, that is a
this is much more on the lines of that though.
That would be a
but this is much more.
No one's showing it to your kid. It's
yeah, they are. They're
happening.
Walking down the street, and there are kids there. Yes, they're showing their fucking asses.
But so is Mardi Gras. It's like what?
So that's why I don't bring my kid to Mardi Gras.
Exactly. Then don't bring your kid to.
I didn't bring my kid to the gay pride parade. I brought my kid to 23rd Street and 9th Avenue.
Shit happens.
Where it was look.
But it's generally
that's
well
why you got to move to Brooklyn. You know, we ain't got pride in Brooklyn.
Listen, I get what both of you are saying. That's the reason I should be a famous celebrity and have millions of dollars to make people like Lewis feel somewhat more comfortable. With homosexuality.
I'm very comfortable with homosexuality. Have you ever gotten a sense from me ever that I'm homophobic?
No.
In the slightest bit.
No.
Not the slightest bit. I'm having just kind of a you know.
Here, the only time is when you raped me and said faggot and had a gun to my head.
Is it once
that
a year?
That was a little weird only because I was new at the network.
Yeah.
Is it once a year?
Yeah, it is.
Nah, if it was like
so avoid
monthly,
Chelsea once a year. I get
yeah,
it.
But
monthly,
yeah. Fashion week, that's a kind of it. Puerto Rican, you could make an argument that.
Look, I wouldn't bring
too.
My kid to the Puerto Rican Day Parade. The way they're doing it is wrong. In most of these parades,
how should they be
let's
doing
say this,
it? How should
the way
they
they're celebrating
it?
The culture, St. Patty's Day Parade, Puerto Rican Day Parade, the fucking...
I would like a parade where we all celebrate... Oh, God. I would like a parade where
I just died.
Get the cum out of your throat, faggot.
He died insulting the gay pride parade.
Yeah. I like how we like bitch about Nanette, and it's like, what is she complaining about? She has it so easy. Anyways, we need to get rid of the gay
Here's
pride.
Here's the point.
I never that said get rid of the gay pride parade.
You guys are jumping on Lewis. Here's the thing. The reality of the situation is this. I think the parade's fun. It can be cool. It can be whatever. But it's a lot. That's all you're saying.
It's a lot.
And that's,
I'd like
that's
to bring my son
is.
There more. I brought my son 2 years ago for the first time. I have footage. I'll show you the footage. I don't know if you've seen this, Abby.
Yeah, show this. This is
footage. I brought my son. I tried to be inclusive. This is what happens. Okay, go, Shannon. Show it.
So you just think it should be more and
look,
more private
watch.
Area.
This
so.
My son. Look. I said, fuck that, nigga.
And that's
my son,
why
I didn't get him to do that.
For my son to see a man's ass from 115 feet away.
Yeah.
But it's okay to put a video of him on the internet where people who hate me have access to it and can call him a faggot.
I don't think Lewis is homophobic. I think Lewis is basically saying, and I get it a little bit, but at the end of the day, the parade comes from oppression. People are having a good time. They're going a little crazy. Mardi Gras, St. Patrick's Day parade. I would like a parade of individual achievement. Where everybody individually, led by Jordan Peterson, everybody individually down the street goes, this is what I did today. Me and Alan Finn paid for a bedbug dog to come in the house.
Roscoe?
Because we got, I don't know if it's Roscoe, we can't afford him. Because we got bites on our ankles. So now we got a beagle coming over. Everyone has an individual achievement. And then we do the parade. Thank you.
Shit. It's a great idea.
It's my idea.
I think that I'm making a lot of sense here. And I know you guys are acting like I'm being like a fucking closed-minded asshole. I'm just saying that there's a lot of people who think like me.
I'm not necessarily.
That is the best
Pull up the Charlottesville footage.
Yeah. No, but there really
I'm not
are.
Saying you're completely wrong. I'm just saying, like, what do you think the solution is? Do you think it should
all
just be in private, private
genocide.
Places, not in public places?
I think that you should stay in the closet.
The solution is kind of simple. Years from now.
Give them an island.
People, no, years from now, here's
they
the reality.
Would love that.
I mean, unbelievable.
They did that.
Manhattan.
It's called
boom.
Australia.
Years
and then years later, they
and the
started
worst
producing
comedy
the worst...
in the world.
Exactly.
No, years from now, I just think it's going to be, you know, people are going to be more mainstream. There'll still be a pride parade, but it'll be like everything else where it's like, oh, you're gay. It is what it is. I think that 50 years from now, people are not going to be nearly as oppressed or marginalized.
Yes.
And if they
I agree.
And if they're talking about it, they're insane.
I think that there's going to be less of a need for it. And that's really the good thing. And the truth is, I really do believe that, okay?
Because that's progress.
I think we have made a ton of progress. Let me tell you something, dude. I
progress
live in
is gay people.
There
in
are
gangs.
Fucking gay dudes walking down the street hand in hand in Harlem.
Gangs.
On, and it's
it, they have those. There's
wait, is anything
that's
is anything that would normally be illegal happening during Pride Parade?
I mean,
you
probably,
okay, well then, then just kind of base certain
look,
shit on that.
I will say, Abby, if you had a fucking 5-year-old and you're walking down the street, not even going to the gay Pride Parade, but I should want to bring my son to the gay Pride Parade. If we're in New York City, there's these amazing parades.
You wouldn't bring
there's
your son to the West Indian Day Parade.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't bring him to the West Indian Day Parade.
I was going to get shot there.
Right.
Every year they're like, should we stop doing this? There were 6 murders.
Yeah.
Some guy, we heard 2 Bob Marley songs.
5 of them were people that came out of the closet and they shot them in the face.
You would, I did explain to my son what gay was recently. He asked me. Mm-hmm. And
did you bring me up?
Oh, no, because
what's that word you say all the time mean?
Do you know the fat guy who calls me and asks where his payout is at the end of every month?
4 days before it's supposed to be in his bank account.
4 days before. He's gay, son. That's what gay is.
One of the kids in his class has 2 fathers.
Yeah.
Okay. And he goes, Dada, why does, you know, we'll say Mike. Why does Mike have 2 daddies?
And you're like, the more important question is, why are they black?
Yeah.
No, so I explained to him. I was like, well, the fathers are gay. And then he was like, well, what does that mean? And I also explained to him that it was like, well, maybe, you know, I was like, maybe the one father was with a mother. I said he's adopted at first and I explained what adopted was. And then I said, maybe he's not adopted. Maybe the father was with a mom and the mom could have passed.
He tried
whatever.
Everything but gay.
Then like, you just,
there's so many ways this is going to happen, James.
Then you just explain to him the plot of Mrs. Doubtfire and you realize it had nothing to do with homosexuality. You're like, well, in order to get his kids back, he became an old woman. And they were in San Francisco. And what happened was, during a dinner at a restaurant, he had to keep dressing up as the old woman.
Yeah. And she was with Pierce Brosnan. There was no chance he was getting her back.
Very hard.
Let's get real. So, I know I explained to him. I was like, yeah, it's when, you know, and I did, it was a very weird conversation because it's not the norm. So I feel like I almost like have to say to him, like sometimes or you know rarely, you know, a man and a man will be attracted to each other and they're together like a mommy and daddy would be together.
But if that ever happens to you, son.
Well, why you don't want to complain about that shit is because then you turn into like one of the parents that just sort of destroys culture at large.
I would never complain to my son about it in a million years.
Not complain to your son. I mean, like, complain about Pride.
But he means, like, one of the parents is like, and now I have to explain this to my child.
Well, not only that, but it's like,
no, no, but I should Let me say this. No, it's not. Because the point that I was making about it was, I am explaining homosexuality to him in a way.
And it's also, he's having critical thoughts on a podcast. He's not fucking petitioning.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Okay. And I never once said I think they should get rid of the gay pride parade. I don't. I think that the people that are involved in it and that are marching in it should do it differently because I think it's making a mockery of homosexuality. Okay.
It's just like, what are you so afraid you're going to have to explain? Like,
no, my point is this: when I'm explaining
the woman masturbating in the wheelchair.
Okay, that's
this
different.
Is the type of behavior, though. I'm talking about people.
You open the door,
but that is something that already
one
just
of my
happens
best
in
things
New
I've ever
York.
But
I want to see it.
Let me make this point, okay? So instead of explaining to my son, like, you know, a man and a man love each other and they decided to be together and, you know, and that's fine and completely normal in some cases. Now I'm saying, he's like, Dad, what is this? I'm like, well, this is a celebration of homosexuality. And in his mind, there's this fucking crazy overblown, like, what is homosexuality now?
Well, no, you just say it's a celebration of sexuality. You don't have to say specifically homosexuality.
I'm just saying it's.
And then you just.
I'm not an activist, so believe me, if there's anybody listening to this podcast and is going to start petitioning to have the gay pride parade taken away, save your fucking breath. I don't give a fuck, okay? That's not point of what I'm saying.
All Lewis was saying was that it can be uncomfortable. To explain anything to a child that's
that
in the realm of sexuality.
I get that it's a difficult thing to figure out. We're not parents. I fucking understand that I haven't had to think about
Lewis
this shit.
Saying,
I'm just trying to get to...
What Lewis is saying is that the gay pride parade is...
Illegal.
It's
an abomination.
A mockery of homosexuality. And he simply will not do it
anymore. I will not do it anymore.
Anymore.
And
Dad's Google search.
Yeah. Dad's search history.
How do you explain fags to your son?
I am so
How do I avoid the gay pride parade?
Dad's Google search history.
This is like the Chuck E. Cheese robot just is
I'm so glad that the ozone hole is opening over that fucking
It really is. It's what happens.
Pollute more.
Yeah, pollute more.
And they're a continent, too. They're an entire continent, fuckfaces.
Who knew that, like, Steve Irwin was the greatest cultural thing to ever come out of that
The best thing they ever had. Yeah.
That I like guy. Nick Cody. Nick Cody's a funny comic from Australia.
Nick Cody is
yeah,
funny.
Sweet.
He's funny
guy.
And a good dude.
I mean, you know.
But Nick Cody's just like a good comic. And in Australia,
I like Gina Reinhart.
He's an international celebrity.
Gina Reinhart.
He like does theaters all over the place.
Gina, and he comes here. He's like, gets guest spots.
Yeah, he's just doing the standing.
I mean, he's on the couch on YKWD asking for a little bit of mic time.
Yeah. I mean, I like Nick. I like Nick, and I do think he's a good comic. But like, you know, you take his quality, put it here, he's just like a regular.
You're playing middle of the road. Yeah, yeah. You're playing with less good comedians, so you're just not going to grow as quick.
Maybe that's the move. Move to Australia.
But maybe he's very fun. I don't know. Actually, I've never seen him.
Listen, man.
Yeah, I'll move to Australia. That's the move.
I wonder what that pride.
What's his name? The guy that does all the different types of blackface. Summer Heights High.
Cal Barron is kind of funny. He's an Australian comedian. He's kind of funny.
Zach, I mean, Summer Heights High.
What?
Chris Lilley. Chris Lilley is like very fucking funny. Okay. And it's become cool to hate on Chris Lilley now.
I don't know who he is.
He did the show like Summer Heights High, I think was the name of the show, where he just played like every character. It's like a high school.
Oh, okay. Now people are like, how dare he?
Yeah. Because
how dare he have talent?
Yeah, because he's playing like a 15-year-old Tongan kid that's just like,
I know,
a
but
bad
that
student.
Where is the 15-year-old Tongan kid who's being deprived that part?
Yeah. In Tonga. With the trucks.
How dare.
When I did bring my son to Justin's yesterday, I ended up, because I'm doing boxing training. Justin used to be a boxing trainer. A really good trainer, actually.
You're training for the fight.
He trained boxers.
Yeah.
He trained boxer dogs. It's very funny.
It's good.
It's very funny.
No, just give it to him. Throw it for him. Why not? We need him.
Pew, pew.
So we did a little bit of training yesterday, and in between the rounds, my son would box, because I bought him boxing gloves a while ago.
Yeah.
So fucking cute. That I'll tell you right now, if nothing else comes of this fight, these little things right now with my kid are worth it. Even if I fucking lose, get my ass kicked.
Even if my son grows up without a father because neither of us are professional fighters and one of us got angry and punched the other person in the back of the head.
Well, the most important thing is he explained what homosexuality was before he died.
Before
he did what a father had to do.
The fact that we're not professional fighters means that we are very unlikely to do any real damage to each other. If one of us is a professional fighter and the other one was not, then I think it would be probably a more dangerous situation. But no, we're wearing headgear.
No, I'm just hoping for the worst because it would be funny.
It would be funny.
It's a Nutri-Grain bar. It came with a rape whistle.
Tim, you really are that fat kid in middle school that just asks for a little bit of everyone's food.
I don't like it. I don't like it. That's what Lewis's son says to gay pride parade. I don't like it.
Oh shit.
Lewis's, wouldn't it be funny if you didn't have to explain to your 5-year-old what it was? Like you were like, you know, here's
He's
what
like,
this
no,
is.
I understand.
He was like, hi, Poppy, I know what this is. You stupid. And he just gets on
a flow. It fits in multiple holes and one of those creates a problem. That's like all you have to explain.
Poppy, a mouth is a mouth.
Something that's really, really bothering me. Is the fact that they did a straw poll on the Legion of Skanks subreddit, okay?
Yeah.
Shout out to r/Legion of Skanks. And fucking...
Does Shape of Skull impact IQ?
They wrote...
83% said yes.
Where do I go buy phrenology calipers to use at home?
No, they wrote, who wins the fight?
Old Ben shaved my daddy every Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, 69. Oh, yeah, that's
69%
a bad
say Ryan O'Neal's going to win the fight. 31% say I'm going to win the fight. This is on my fucking subreddit.
Yeah.
This is on the Legion of Skanks fucking subreddit where they're supposed to be fucking supporting me.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be getting my fucking back.
Give them more to be confident about.
Well, you know what? The fact that they're not confident in me right now, let me explain to you something, okay? This is the truth.
I have no context. I have no idea who
I'm fighting Ryan O'Neal in 9 weeks.
I know you're fighting a dude.
His Instagram is nothing
but him training.
I don't
know if he's any good.
Pull
up
the face off.
He's a fighter.
Yeah. He's not a fighter.
Lewis is preparing by watching Nanette over and over until he's angry enough.
He's just building up.
He's just imagining punching Hannah Gadsby.
No, it's on my Instagram, the face-off picture between me and him. So, you know... No, he's got more experience than me, but he's got a bunch of Taekwondo experience from back in the day. He's in better shape than me. That's simply, that's it, okay?
isn't that like the two things that go into it?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Aren't you worried you're going to get like...
Why are you not smiling there?
Because I'm not trying, I'm not trying to...
Oh, okay, yeah, all right.
Because reality's setting in.
You know, I can't tell.
You have no fucking faith in me either, do you, you fucking bitch?
I have faith.
Let me explain to you something.
I have faith.
I am fucking talentless.
I have faith, and I'm also...
I am... No, no, just know this. Yeah. Almost no fucking talent out of Louis J. Gomez.
I will not
I have created a fucking career.
Yes.
Okay, I make a lot of money. I am fucking successful. I have people that work for me. I have dozens of people that fucking work for me. I own multiple businesses. Being talentless, right. A heroin addict mother, dad stabbed to fucking death,
right.
Grew up fucking.
This is Nanette. This is what I want to say.
This is the truth.
This is the show.
I got fucking nothing, and I fucking created what I have, which is a lot more than most fucking comics at my level have, okay?
100%.
Out of fucking nothing. Do you think that this is going to be the fucking guy that's going to stop me from accomplishing a fucking goal? This fucking dweeb.
I believe.
You know what? Be great.
Lewis comes out, and before he can even get to the ring, his pants just fall down.
Here's the deal. I believe in Lewis. And I'm prepared to
knocks himself out.
And I believe in Lewis, and I'm also just prepared
to
work.
Suspenders now.
I'm prepared to work for just Ralph. Yeah. So being said,
listen, I'm getting as
you're gonna
ready.
Do it. You'll be fine.
I'm getting as ready as I've ever been. I feel incredible. I'm telling you right now, my cardio. People are like, "Oh, dude, your cardio is not gonna be as good." Motherfucker, good. We'll see. We will see if my cardio is not good in this fight. We will see if I'm not prepared. We will see what he can do because I'm so focused. I've really become obsessed with
this. Where is this fight?
I'm training 7 days a week. I'm insane right now.
Where is this fight?
Las Vegas, August 25th.
In like a ring?
At the MGM Grand.
Yeah. No, it's at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. It's
gonna be like Hard Rock Cafe, dude.
No, yeah. It's gonna be like 3,000 people
there.
We're
having a parking lot of Hard Rock Cafe, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We're gonna beat the shit out of each other in the booth.
We'll be behind the Monster Energy branded Ford F-150.
Quesadillas at each other.
Yeah, they should do more of these. Just like Lewis more normal just, people they want to see fight in their life. It's
I'm very, very excited about this.
Public personality death match, but without the dying and the cartoon
part. By the way, you can, in fact, Jen, pull up my Instagram. You guys can officially purchase the fight team shirt, Team Rattlesnake fight team shirt. Pull it up, Shannon.
Oh yeah, beautiful.
Right here. We Are God Mode. Special shout out who sent me the design. Fucking incredible. Front and back, Shannon. This is the front right here. Team Rattlesnake, Ellis Mania, Victory or Death. So you can grab your t-shirt right now at merchpump.com. Got them for $25, guys. Grab them. Make sure you represent at Skankfest. Represent in Vegas. We ain't fucking around, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, this has nothing to do with this guy. This has nothing to do with anything else. I'm just really, really motivated to fucking see how far I can take this and see how good I can get in this short amount of time. And I'm getting in shape. I'm telling you right now, the weight is just coming off. I'm like 222 pounds right now.
What's the weigh-in?
I'll give you 205.
Okay.
You're at 222?
222.
And how long do you have?
I was 237 when I started.
When is the fight?
Ago.
How long do you have?
9 weeks.
Oh, shit.
I'm
okay.
Fine.
Oh,
yeah, the weight's not even close to an issue.
I mean, we'll see.
And this motherfucker's talking all the shit. So now, and then these motherfuckers.
Oh, that's fun.
These cocksuckers, 67% actually just changed. Voting for Ryan O'Neill. Thank you for going to the straw poll if you're listening live and hook me up with a vote or two. Excuse me. These motherfuckers are motivating me too. That's it. Keep on laughing, Ryan O'Neill. Keep on have people keep on voting against me. The motivation that I feel right now, it's fucking insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. I've never been more focused on something in my entire life. And it's sad. I should be more focused on my career and my child. But this is the number one thing. My
pride is at stake. This feels like something that somebody says before a judge sentences them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the judge is like, all right, well, taking all that into consideration, still 3 years at Rikers. You stabbed a woman in a bodega. Still 3 years.
She threatened to fight me on my podcast.
I don't know what to say. Yeah,
but you stabbed an Australian national who is here on an artist visa.
She has a great comedy special.
He also said something.
This isn't Tasmania, Lewis. This is the United States of America.
He said something like, what did he say? He goes, oh yeah, this is just going to be like, you know, it's supposed to be like a friendly, exhibition type thing. And this guy seems like he's taking it really seriously. Motherfucker, he should understand this. He is my enemy.
Yeah, why are you guys enemies again?
You are my fucking enemy until this fight. After the fight, we'll see. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'm going to have this martial artist type of respect for you where I'm going to want to hug you and be like, dude, we did it together. You might still be my fucking enemy.
Is there a chance you hook up?
Only if you lose. If you win,
no,
you won't want to be enemies if
no,
you win.
No, if I lose, I'm going to kind of want to be on the good side.
Now, how do you explain this to
really?
James? What? How do you explain this to your son?
Yeah.
All this? Yeah, yeah.
The crazy rhetoric?
No, like fighting another podcast. Like, we even starting with what a podcast is.
Yeah. I mean, one day he'll grow up and he'll see the video and he'll go, Dad, I'm more concerned with the video of you sucking Bobby Kelly's dick.
Right.
And well, I'm like,
did you do
know
that?
Well, not really.
And you're like, son, dick, I needed to feature at Side Splitters in Tampa.
I need a split
Google
feature headline
side
weekend.
Side Splitter. I needed to bookend Bobby's weekend.
Yeah, there's a video of me sucking Bobby Kelly's dick. It's not a real dick, but it does look like
one. Sure.
Yeah, it's a dildo hanging out of his pants. It's not great. So yeah, I got to explain that one day, Nick. I say the N-word, you know, 40, 50 times a day on different podcasts. There's other things that I'm going to have to explain to my son besides why I wanted to get into a fucking radio fight with another podcaster.
That's true. Well, I don't know why you're worried about pride then.
Yeah. Well, not really worried.
He's covering all his bases.
Yeah. Look, dude, I had to talk about stuff. It was Pride Day yesterday. It was kind of the biggest thing I had. What do you want me to say? Sometimes we're just trying to find shit to talk about.
Yeah. You know, net.
Know the
these
game.
Guys got way too fucking serious about it. I'm like, all right, guys, gays are cool. I don't really care.
Listen, I had your back. I had your back because I had just watched the net, and I'm like, well, that fills my hate.
I've gotten into just doing the New York Times crossword on my podcast. Yeah. That's the new move. Fuck it. I don't
just
give a
bring
shit.
Bring up whatever.
Unsubscribe. I don't care.
Prep, bitch. Abby, have you ever gotten into a fight?
Like a physical fight?
Yeah, a physical one.
No,
never.
Oh, I guess with my brother growing up. That's why I lost my front teeth.
Okay, maybe it does count.
He's a batterer?
I mean,
you tussled?
We were kids, so.
He was rock hard.
I guess you could call that a fight.
We got to the hospital quick enough. It's mostly functional. But but it was pretty equal, honestly.
Yeah. Okay.
I got him good, too.
How old was he?
He is a year and a half older than I am.
So it's not equal. He was taking it easy on you. Just
no.
Know that. Yes. My sister would say this shit, too. My sister would fuck me up.
Here's the thing. No. Okay. Men are bigger than women, but that there's not exceptions.
Lewis and his sister would fight over food stamps in the living room.
No.
Like, I was very strong. I was a strong child.
The game of life was very awkward at my house. Yeah. We would always take out the dad piece.
Yeah.
There was no college or straight to work.
It was just
option.
Lewis's was sister knocking on the door going, I'm home, everybody. I'm home from a hard day's work with food and goodies.
Well, the dad piece was buried in the backyard.
No, it wasn't equal. I know you think that your brother was, like, giving it to you.
Here's the thing. He's also not as aggressive. Like, I was a more aggressive person than he was.
Yeah,
so that's
matter.
Part of it.
He's
yeah.
a dude. My sister would smack me and I would only punch my sister in her shoulder blades. And I would make her cry. But I'd, like, literally, if I wanted to, I mean, did she think I was trying to aim for her face and I was hitting her shoulder every time? No. I have great accuracy, okay? I always have. Great accuracy with my punches. I could have put it right in her fucking cheek.
They call him the sniper, even.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you still have play fights when she does, like, Christmas? You still rough her up?
Just fucking hit her on the ribs in front of her kid?
You're like, I could fuck you up harder, but I'm not, because it's the holidays. But you did make spaghetti, you pig.
Yeah.
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 See, we could always beat up the women. Yeah. My girlfriend's in jiu-jitsu. My girlfriend's
You're
in jiu-jitsu.
That's another title for the show.
Which, here's the thing. We disagree, but...
We can. So, my girlfriend...
There are some women you can't beat up.
My girlfriend's in jiu-jitsu, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm tapping these guys out. They're really having a hard time. I'm like, I'm telling you.
Dude,
not,
there are pussies out
they're
there,
not,
dude. There are fucking weak-ass men
and
with no upper body strength.
You know what men call them? We say they fight like women.
Exactly. So then it's a woman versus
so
a woman, and one's
fights
stronger.
Like a woman? You think your brother fights like a woman?
Maybe when we were children. When you were younger,
now
the difference is... I'm not saying this is middle school.
You gotta make a decision. You gotta choose a lane at that point.
If it was middle school, that's a different ballgame. When you're in elementary school, though, it's really not as big of a difference.
Yeah, I guess
you're
right. I used to do an impression.
And I was athletic, and he wasn't as athletic.
Even in elementary school, you were athletic?
Yes.
I mean, you're so annoyed, because I don't believe you that you beat up your brother.
Yeah, I'm going to text
so
him.
She's so mad right now.
No, it's funny. I'm going to text him, because if he did, I'll be like, oh, well, shit, that sucks.
You text him right now and ask him, be like, did you
No matter what he says, you lie about it. That's how your podcast.
No. I can be wrong.
Nope, says him right.
Yeah, we don't owe
no
these
way to
people
check.
Anything.
By the way, Rape Whistle came out in 1971.
Did we never find out when the Rape Whistle came out?
I'll look for it after the show is
this
over.
This is crazy.
He's been sending out MySpace bulletins over here, not doing a job.
Did the live chat say anything about it,
no.
Shannon?
No, but while we wait for Abby, do you want to do plugs?
Oh, shit, plugs. Yeah, then we got to do questions and rap. So get some plugs out of the way. Let's do it, bitch. Oh, shit. Nicki Mullen, what do you got to plug? Come Town?
Nothing.
Come Town, plug it.
Oh, yeah, Come Town.
Plug your podcast. Can't act too cool for the fucking...
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, man.
Yes, I can.
You know you love your podcast. Cool. You're not too cool for your own podcast.
Maybe I am too cool.
Abby, what do you want to plug?
I'll be at Cap City on Wednesday. That's in Austin. Yeah, go to that.
Fuck yeah.
And then
Abby Rosequist, very funny. Abby, very funny. Abby's hilarious. She's I love working with you.
The club that we worked all the time just went out of business.
Yeah, it's okay. They're going to open
her
up again.
Both had to go on the road now.
Yeah, yeah, it was literally
work goes out of business.
Only place
just,
I had spots.
Yeah, it's like now we just have to go to like, you know, Louisiana.
The shitty club in
Tampa. Comedy lineup on Netflix July 3rd. Watch it, please. They can see who watches it. Watch my episode. I'm 8th. There are 8. I'm number 8.
You're the last place?
The last one.
They put you in last, first where you want to be.
I know that, idiot. So please, what do you think, I'm an idiot? No, is it? Is it where? Is then it the better one to be first?
Second is probably the next place you want to be.
My dumb manager, because they just fucking pivot immediately. He's like, hey. First of all they talked about was how they're going to get me first. Then they call me up to go, hey, it's basically like everybody's opening for you. I'm like, I'm hanging up the phone now. You fucking soulless
They
monster.
Made that hack joke that you would make at the end of the showcase.
2 years ago when I didn't get the Comedy Central Half Hour, they called me and went, did you even want it? It's like, guys, yeah, but please watch it. Comes out July 3rd. It's funny. I've seen it. It's good. You'll like it. Comedy lineup, July 3rd, Netflix. Thank you.
Zachy.
July 30th, New York City Zombie Crawl takes Coney Island. Come hang out. Get drunk with me and my friends. And just announced July, Friday the 13th. Me and my friends did a 24-hour movie marathon for Shudder, the streaming network. It's Joe Bob Briggs of The Last Drive-In. Watch 13 horror movies for free.
Wait, what? You're on Real Ass Podcast.
Coney Island and and a streaming service.
You're on Real Ass Podcast Live on the 13th.
He's plugging.
Check out Buffalo Wild Wings. It's a restaurant I really like.
Right, I ate it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, guys. Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Luis J. Gomez World Tour coming up this fall, guys.
And so, by World Tour, he means Detroit.
It's going to be all over this country, plus, I believe, England. I'm looking at London.
England!
Right now. Yeah,
London!
I'm going to do my entire set in a British accent.
I'm a pedophile and I fuck me own son.
Oh, you don't like that one, do you, cunt?
You don't like that? How about this one? My grandmother said Haitians are bad drivers, but you know who said it really? My mother. But you know who really said it? I said it. I hate darkies. Anyway, good night. I don't know why I'm being Hannah
actually,
Gatsby.
Actually giving my bits away?
Sorry. I apologize.
Verbatim doing my jokes? You piece of shit?
I just burned your material.
You burned all of it. Yeah, guys, so look for that. And then I am filming my own special for Gas Digital in November. Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez. So look out. We will be announcing more and more stuff about that. Tickets should will be obviously free and for
you should do Dave hardcore. Smith presents Luis J. Gomez.
No. Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez.
It'd be fun if you guys did.
Can you do the guy that killed his mother in prison, the Legion of Skanks fan? Can you have him produce the special?
I want to interview him. I got to figure out how we're going to do that, but we will.
Very carefully. Probably.
Yeah, Legion of Skanks live every Monday night if you guys want to come out to that. Also, the Roastmasters now officially live from Soho Playhouse in Soho, New York City. Our temporary pop-up location until the stand reopens this fall. So come out this Tuesday night, July 3rd. It's the official first night of the Roastmasters. I'll be there. Big J will be there. Rich Voss, Eli Sayers, all the regulars. Plus some incredible battles that will be happening that Tuesday night. Gas Digital. That's it. That's all I got to plug. All right. We'll do some fucking questions and wrap this one up. It's been good. Shannon.
No scan that shit.
What?
No scan that shit
today because my website, it expired and I forgot to renew it and then somebody else bought it.
Is it because you spent those vacations
again,
in the beginning of the month?
As the owner of the company that I work at, you have to keep those details.
No, I did. Yeah, I fucked
please,
up.
Please.
I let it expire. But then a fan bought it. Bought it and now he's selling it back to me.
God.
I have to buy it back from him.
This is the CEO being like, guys, I was pulled over today on the way to work. I have no insurance on my car.
I'm not really.
I literally have no insurance.
I'm not the CEO. I'm more like what Jobs was.
Listen, Ralph's father is the CEO. We get it.
Steve Jobs was the CEO of Apple.
No, he became the CEO of Apple.
No, he was the CEO of Apple.
He became the CEO. I mean, I read the book and saw the documentary and the movie. He was fired. He was actually
Steve Allen was the original one. He was fired and then he was brought back as the CEO of Apple. Made Apple the. In the 1990s.
He was fired, but no, he wasn't even the CEO back then. There was another. He hired the CEO.
Yeah,
the dude, John
Allen.
John something.
Paul Allen?
No, John Microsoft. Something.
Not Paul Allen.
I'm 100. It was the dude from Pepsi.
Steve Wozniak.
He was the CEO.
Steve Wozniak
no,
was not
and it
CEO.
Wasn't Wozniak. No. I'm right about this. I'm not wrong. You guys can argue all fucking day.
Now we're going to get to our questions. Yeah, okay. It's going to be people like, when I wipe.
It was the dude from fucking Pepsi. He wasn't.
This is the best Real Ass Podcast moment. Going to the questions and some guy didn't know how to go to the bathroom.
He didn't know how to shit.
How do you do keto? I can't shit.
Lewis, how do I shit? How do I take a real ass dump?
Yeah. I'm trying to go to the bathroom, Mom. When all these trans people are in there hogging all the toilets.
It's too much gay pride. Made me feel uncomfortable. I can't shit. I got a mound of shit in my stomach.
My asshole got sealed from too much podcasting.
How do I squat?
All right, let's go. Let's see. This is Nick.Markham says, yo, can I get a real ass follow back? No way.
That's not a question.
Well, it's technically a question. Okay, can I get a real ass podcast?
No, the answer is no.
It's not a question.
I don't follow people back just to follow them back. You got to fucking...
What are you doing? Get something going. You release Nanette.
That's actually a good point. I will follow you if you give me a reason to follow you, and that should be all the motivation in the world. So
wow, you're really changing people's lives, Lewis.
I do change people's lives, actually. I inspire people. Okay, that's the other thing about all this training, Abby. Hold on. If you're watching me train right now to get in shape for this fight, if you're a real fan of mine, you would also be immersing yourself in mixed martial arts training and changing your fucking life and turning yourself into a fucking warrior.
No, we don't need more of you.
That's what we need. We need more of me.
All right,
if you're a real fan of mine, you'll kill yourself on the date that I set earlier in the month when we're all going to do it together.
Oh, no.
We have to stick to the plan, guys.
And if you're a real fan of mine, when you see me, you'll put a cookie in my mouth and keep walking. No talking. No speaking.
This is a good question for everyone.
Wait, Lewis, hold on.
Is it the right whistle?
Give me a fucking answer.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a fucking answer.
That's all right, Shannon. We're already in.
No, we have to do it.
Give me a fucking answer.
We're already in.
Give me a fucking answer.
Oh, I thought you had the answer for the rape whistle.
I wouldn't have even noticed.
Fucking answer.
Oh, the rape whistle?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I forgot about the rape whistle.
All right. Thanks, Shannon. Answering questions already. Nobody would even notice the music wasn't on.
You didn't answer one.
We did answer one.
It doesn't count.
All right.
Okay, next one.
It was barely.
What percent of the day do you spend doing the things that you don't enjoy doing? And how has it changed over the years? Great question.
All of it.
Abby, what percentage, if you could ballpark it, of the day are you doing things you don't want to do?
Oh, man, that's difficult because it's like new for me right now. I have a lot of free time. But then that's not always good.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to answer that question right now. Come back to me.
Okay.
I like laying on a bed without a sheet while the film of sweat on my body gets cooled by the air conditioning and going through Twitter. So 5% of the day I spend doing things I don't like doing, which is comedy or podcasting.
Going to the bathroom.
How do you know what you want to do and what not to do?
Well, no, I think that's a great question.
That's
great
point. I don't know. What do I enjoy?
How do you know what
you
enjoy?
Open your eyes, you say, I'm going to do what I want to do today. And I think that's the definition of true success.
Yeah.
Forget money, forget everything else.
Yeah, but everybody who's murdered and ate a person.
Not successful.
Kind of, yeah. Okay. I mean, you know.
Too much.
They're living their truth.
They're living their truth.
I mean, look, that's in my opinion. I look at somebody like Ari Shaffir as being very successful because Ari, you know, we gave up his podcast for 2 months because he just wanted to go travel through fucking Tibet.
Wanted to show his penis.
Wanted to show his dick to a kid.
Wanted to out there.
He just wanted to do what he wanted to do.
He took off his podcast.
That's the true definition of success.
Maybe that's what he was doing in Myanmar.
Showing your dick to a 5-year-old is the truest definition.
Maybe he was just showing his dick to kids in fucking Tibet.
Yeah. Well, it's not even illegal there. That's a Tibetan salutation.
They thought it was like holy. They all prayed around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Are you going to allow Ari to continue to talk? Oh, wait, we didn't answer that question. What percentage of your day are you doing shit you don't want to do?
Percentage questions always suck.
Whatever. Just, you know.
I don't want to do? Zero.
Zero. You're doing what you want to do, which is great.
No, I'm not necessarily doing what I want to do. I mean, the problem, too, is you get to... Because, like, I don't really consider myself successful. The podcast is sort of just, we lucked out, and now I have all this money.
I hate when you and Stav say luck.
I hate when he says it makes me
want to fucking hit him. It makes me so angry. It's not luck, dude. You guys are really good, and you did something a very specific way.
You didn't luck out.
Even having talent, though, is luck, in
a
sense.
Nope. Sure. Not really.
I get what she's saying. If he was an idiot, if he was 10% less smart,
I'm more successful than...
Right.
People that are way more talented than me. So I guess you're right. They're lucky that they have talent, but it's what you do with whatever amount of success you have.
Well, point is,
every black kid could be a professional basketball player if they wanted to.
Every single black kid.
Every single.
Now we're off the rails. Nick, answer this question before we go full Nazi, please.
What would you be in a gang? You could be a professional basketball player, and you're out there yelling at the hoes and tricks.
It's the number one alt-right podcast in the country right now, guys.
White Christian alt-right.
Yeah. You want to do raps with your boys instead of being a professional basketball player.
Zachy, how much of your day are you doing shit you want to do and not want to do?
I'd say 40% of my day I'm doing shit I don't want to do still.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not eating a sandwich and looking at a cat.
Yeah.
Petting a cat and eating a sandwich.
Not cleaning your fingers on your pet cat.
Yeah.
Cheetos.
They're walking using your cat as a napkin.
Oh, shit. I would say right now, it's weird because I don't want to go book the Roastmasters for Skankfest.
But you have to. But
and
you
I
really do.
I don't want to, but I do. It's
you want the end result, but you
it's
want
a weird question. It's a weird question.
Yeah, because when you have everything, it's like you don't know what you want anymore.
Yeah. What do you give the man who has everything, right?
Of course.
But, what do I, how do I, so.
Ray Kump.
So what about
do I want to do today? I want to play Fortnite the whole day.
Right.
That's what I want to do right now. Because
I can't even do that. Even the things that I used to enjoy that were like a release, it does nothing for me.
Really? Video games?
It does fucking nothing. The amount of times I'll just sit. I'll just spend the entire day sitting, doing nothing.
But that's
just
nice.
Just
internet.
Upset.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
nice. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I'm browsing shit that I don't even fucking care about.
Yeah.
Like looking at like prices of crypto.
That's why I got off Facebook, because I was spending so much time.
I'm not on it. I'm basically off social media, and I still find a way to just waste the entire fucking day.
Maybe social media is the answer.
Maybe I should get back on social media.
There you go. Are you going to allow Ari to continue to talk shit and take your platform without any consequences? He ran from fighting you, and he took over Skankfest, and now he's taking O'Neill, and this it was O'Neill's side betting against you. I don't know, doggy. I promise you, I will retaliate with Ari. I have so much amazing stuff planned for Ari Shaffir. You have no idea. This is market right now. Market was June 25th.
Number one, calling the SVU department of the New York City police and letting them know.
I have a lot planned for him, like testifying in a trial very soon. That's what I have planned for him.
Shit. Wearing a wire.
Yeah.
Getting him to admit it directly into my chest.
Using James as bait.
He's good bait.
My dad says, show me how to pee.
So let's see. I will say about that specific Ari thing, because people are freaking out about this. It's weird, but, I mean, it's not... If you just forget Ari, forget comics, forget anything else. If you just heard about a woman telling her male friend to... Or telling her daughter to watch her male friend pee.
Yeah, the woman should not have kids.
The woman's kind of fucked up and weird.
Okay, but then...
But Ari's a little weird for agreeing to do it, but... It's not the same thing as pulling your dick out in front of a child. It's just not the same thing.
Sure.
To present it that way or paint it that way is stupid.
Sure.
It's weird. I wouldn't do it. No.
Exactly. And that's the only real metric you need is would you do it or not? And the answer is no.
No, I wouldn't.
I think for most of you,
if I had Ari's dick, I might, though. You got a fat hog, dude.
To show it to it, you just...
I have a little dick.
Okay. Well,
it's just, not that you can't show your penis to children.
Yeah, just don't show your dick to kids.
That's
just
a rule.
That is true.
Nope.
That is true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not... Let's get real. It's just fucking, I don't know, it's a little
it's
bit of
a goof.
It's a goof.
Well, but it's not right.
Let's see. Anything else here? Anything good? Anything in the chat, Shannon? Oh, that's a good one. I got one. Look for one in the chat. I got another one. Okay. Yo, doggy, just broke up with my girlfriend who I was living with the day after my boss tried to lower my wage, so I quit my job. I now have no job and had to move back home. Now... The question is so funny because I think like he's gonna be like, dude, how do I cope with this? How do I deal? Like, I'm really in a dark place. The question is,
can I have two free tickets to Skankfest?
No, guys, I'm completely free.
I'll get her back.
Any responsibility until I find a new job. What should I do? What would a real ass dude do in this situation? So he's just fucking happy. He's like, dude, no job, no bitch, back home, my parents. What do you do with your time?
Travel.
Traveling is the best thing, right?
Yeah, because also you're like at your parents' house, so you don't have rent. You know what I mean?
It's true.
So sometimes it's harder to travel when you have that overhead too. But if you already have that money, go somewhere and
take a little bit of time.
But only if you can like go with a. It depends on like, do you have a friend you can go with? I mean, there's a bunch of situations, but that's.
How about try to think about why you're in that situation, and spend 16 to 18 hours a day on Reddit. figuring out why we're all in the situation we're in.
You deserve a break.
I think if you're in between the ages of like 20 and 26, and it's the first time this happened to you, really seriously consider killing yourself. Work up the courage to do it, and then know you have to know that you were going to.
Go to trade.
That way, when you don't, you've found the will to live.
Right.
And that's something that every man needs to discover.
That's beautiful. And then you go to Applebee's the next day and you tell your buddy, I almost did it.
Right. Get a free trip anywhere tomorrow. Where are you going to go?
A free trip anywhere tomorrow?
Anymore. Just go anywhere in the world.
Go to Miami and ask Ralph Sutton if we're okay. If we're going to be okay. I want to see a few statements.
Happy.
Oh, free trip right
now. Right now. Anywhere in the world you can go. Just choose a place. Where do you get to go?
Japan?
Japan?
I don't know. Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
That seems so weird. Anybody who goes to Asia under any circumstances.
Well, did I think about it a lot? No, but Japan would be fun.
Well, I guess...
They're cool. Their culture's cool. I want to see what it's like over there.
You keep on hearing about how much fun all the Japs are having, and you're like, oh, they're rich. Yeah, the dads pay for everything. I want to go.
They drive BMWs. Yeah, they have big noses.
Let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah. Japan. What about you?
I'm such a basic bitch. I just go back to Jamaica.
What about you?
I go back to Jamaica
right
tomorrow.
Now?
Oh, you know what?
Damn. Probably Havana.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Havana, Cuba. See, you don't smoke weed. If you smoke weed... It's a very big part of where I'm a big pothead. So when I go, a beach is a fucking beach. You know, warm, you know, clear blue water is fucking incredible. Drinks and, you know, great food. That's going to kind of be anywhere you go, right? You can make that happen anywhere there's a fucking nice beach. The problem is when you go to a lot of places in the Caribbean, there's fucking horrific weed. Puerto Rico, Mexico, the Bahamas. It's the
weed.
You
don't take yours with you?
No, not internationally.
Oh.
I wouldn't fly internationally. That's crazy.
Interesting. Yeah.
So... You go there and you try to find, and then it's like $100 for like $20 worth of shit weed, and it's just not as good as it could be. Jamaica has all that, and then it has really just solid from the earth weed.
Yeah.
They really care about the weed there. I'm going again. I think the week after my fight. I think I'm booking a Jamaica vacation.
I would go to Thailand because they look at people like Ari Shaffir. They're like heroes.
Maybe
take your dick. That's tourism. What is happening over there? Oh, our economy is happening.
Yeah.
Maybe take some of the legalized weed campaign here to, you said, Jamaica?
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't... We're at a decent... Oh, it is.
It's completely legal.
And you still get shitty weed?
No, in Jamaica.
He said it's the one place they have.
The one place you have good weed is Jamaica.
Oh, okay.
It's so good. It's not, like, unbelievable, you know, hydroponic crazy weed.
Sure.
It's just good. And I've been doing research now. I'm going to rent a villa next time I go, which you should come to me. I'm telling you, Michelle should come.
I'll go.
You and Michelle should fucking come.
I'll go.
Dude,
she'll go too.
$3,000-$4,000.
The only thing stopping her from going is her kids. She'll be there.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't give a shit.
$3,000-$4,000, you get an entire house with servants.
Yeah.
A cook, a driver, fucking landscaper.
I didn't know they had slaves.
They have slaves, doggy. Yeah.
I take
this
back
is like a reenactment.
Dog, I'm telling you right now.
I'll do it.
You give them a whole list of what you want to eat for the whole week. And they go shopping. They have it all prepped for you.
Yeah. They're coming in a little because they're mad, but who cares? Who gives a shit? Your stomach juice, you know?
On the tour guide that I read, you tipped them before.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Because definitely, they're coming in something.
Let them know you're going to be a good tipper. Tip them before.
Don't come
maybe Morocco.
It.
Maybe I'll do Morocco.
Ooh,
I'll be talking about that.
Go to Fez.
Go to Marrakesh.
Bizarre.
The thing is, you can't drink there. I mean, I don't drink anyways, but I would fall off the wagon if I could sit in like some Moroccan cafe.
That's when I fell off the wagon. How long has it been since you drank?
5 years.
So I hadn't drank in 2 years, and then me and Kim went to Jamaica, and I was in an all-inclusive resort, and the food was bad. And I was like, I'm not going to just pay for bad food all-inclusive.
No,
I was like, I'm just drinking again.
Yeah.
And then I just fell off, and I drink only at comedy clubs, so it's very rare now that the stand's closed.
Yeah.
And, whatever. Yeah. I'm going to stop drinking about a month before the fight. We'll see. All right, this is it. This is
all right, folks.
It's been a fun one.
Thank you.
It's great. Nick, thanks for sitting in, buddy. Didn't think you'd do that.
Thanks for coming on.
Hey, dude, you got to go fucking research more tables.
Yeah, I need to buy that coffee table.
Abby Rosenquist on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Rosenquist. At Tim J. Dillon. At Zach Is Not Funny. You. Nick's not on social media. At I Am Shannon Lee. Make sure you check out the Thing Is podcast. That's Shannon's podcast. Apparently, she's been popping shit on her podcast
about me.
So somebody tweeted me that and send me a timestamp. I need to know what she was saying because we're going to explore this on Wednesday's episode of the Real Ass Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. We'll be back on Wednesday. Peace.
the end of it. That's all, folks.